The mind control media has been spotlighting recent reports on UFOs being spotted and even shot down out of the sky. And many suspect it's laying the groundwork for the so-called fake alien invasion that has been reported on now for decades. A false flag event wherein the public is tricked into believing that aliens from outer space are invading the Earth. In his 1991 book, Behold a Pale Horse, William Cooper claimed that secret groups within the U.S. government have designed their own flying saucer technology and are planning to launch a staged alien invasion in order to create a one-world government.
What I discovered was amazing. What I discovered, ladies and gentlemen, is that there has been a plan in existence since about 1917, and probably before that, to create an artificial extraterrestrial threat to this Earth in order to create a one-world totalitarian socialist government.
Nazi scientist and former head of NASA, Wernher von Braun, reportedly told his assistant, Carol Rosen, that a fake alien invasion will be the final gambit of an ongoing plan to create a one-world government.
And we have to prevent the weaponization of space because there is a lie being told to everyone that the weaponization of space is now first being based upon the evil empire, the Russians. There are many enemies, he said, against whom we're going to build this space-based weapon system, the first of whom was the Russians, which was existing at that time. Then there would be terrorists. Then there would be third world countries. Now we call them rogue nations or nations of concern. Then there would be asteroids. And then he would repeat to me over and over, and the last card, the last card, the last card would be the extraterrestrial threat.
The fake alien invasion is only possible if there are advanced technologies being hidden from the public, capable of pulling it off. And there is plenty of evidence supporting this, from the stolen and censored work of Nikola Tesla to that of John Hutchison, and thousands more. According to some sources, these technologies were discovered by back engineering alien spacecraft. But the word alien implies extraterrestrial, not from this Earth. And that's the fake part, because humanity's historical record is replete with non-human species that ruled over mankind as gods. This story is the most prolific story on Earth. The Sumerian texts, officially the oldest written documents we have, describe a non-human species that created a unique species of human via genetic modification. These non-humans then began mating with human women and created a new race of giants. This story is prevalent throughout our entire historical record and is found in practically every religious scripture on Earth. Nearly every culture on this planet claims to have been created by a race of godlike reptilians, most often described as serpent gods or dragons. David Icke has compiled scores of personal accounts describing an interdimensional reptilian-like species that hides in the shadows by shape-shifting and taking possession of a human's body. William Bramley's book, Gods of Eden, provides a comprehensive history of a secret brotherhood that works as an intermediary for a reptilian-like species that has been manipulating mankind for millennia. And in all these ancient accounts, we not only read about these godlike species, we read about their flying ships. In the ancient Vedas, they are called Vimanas. These ancient Vimanas were described in great detail 100 years ago in the Vaimanika Shastra and were believed to be found within hidden caves of the Himalayan mountains, which is what likely compelled
the Nazis.
Okay,
there it is, the latest from Greg Reese, always compelling, always thought-provoking, and exclusively at band.video. Wow. 3 hours, the fastest 3 hours on the internet. The InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com, kicks off in 2 minutes.
The cavalry has arrived. Ultimate Bone Broth is the strongest, highest quality chicken-based bone broth you're going to find with all of the effects for your joints, your bones, your muscles, your heart, but more importantly, your immune system. Everybody knows about grandma and chicken broth. Well, this is concentrated chicken broth, the strongest out there, with chaga mushroom and a whole bunch of other ingredients like turmeric. The list goes on and on. This is definitely the strongest, best bone broth out there, and your purchase supports the InfoWar 360 win. If you've not experienced bone broth, and even the regular ones have great effects, believe me, you want to get InfoWars Life Ultimate Bone Broth at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, it'll take an hour to tell you all this great stuff about it. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, read the facts there, and then order some, and you can't lose. It's nutritive, it empowers your body, it's great for your immune system, bones and joints, and it funds the InfoWar. So, Ultimate Bone Broth, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Wednesday, February 15th, 2023. This is the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. And I have no time to waste here on the fastest 3 hours on the internet. And we have guests Dan Lyman in the second hour and Clay Clark in the third hour. But let's just get right into this news. Let's just dig right in, shall we? We keep getting told how it's the best economy ever, the greatest economic recovery you've ever seen, the greatest economy you've ever seen. Everybody's doing gangbusters. Now, people that actually live in reality know that's not the case. People that are business owners, entrepreneurs, service workers, whatever it is, you know that's not the case. You're seeing your expenses go up, your costs go up. If you're the consumer, you're seeing your prices go up, your costs go up, whether it's grocery bills, electricity bills, the price at the pump. But hey, greatest economy ever. So ignore this news on my desk. Don't look at this as they lie to you. Biden's IRS nominee rejects tax audit hike on earnings up to $400,000. Oh, you mean you're not getting your college loan paid off? Oh, you mean Biden isn't going after the rich? Oh, he told you he was, though, and you voted for him. You believed him. You believed in Joe. And now, oh, sorry, no student loan forgiveness. Oh, sorry. No, we're not going to be doing an audit hike on those making more than $400,000. Sorry, just not going to happen. I mean, I told you it would, and you voted for me, but it's not going to happen. Wow. So, as if it doesn't confirm what we already knew, the expansion of the IRS has nothing to do with going after the rich or going after the poor. It has everything to do with going after the political opposition to the Democrat Party. That's what it has to do with. All 87,000 of their new hires. This needs to be stopped immediately. There's hope it will be with the Republicans in the House. That might be the only hope we got. If you're a Christian American out there, the IRS is coming for you. They said they were going for the rich. They lied. Sure, maybe the conservatives that make money and do well, maybe earning six figures, seven figures, eight figures a year. Oh, that's the IRS. What's that? You have guns? Don't go for your gun. We're with the IRS. So that's coming. But here's this great economy. Wall Street Journal. To save money, maybe you should skip breakfast. That's nice, isn't it? That's good. To save money, maybe you should skip breakfast. Hey, you're so poor, you have to skip meals now. Now, people who have been poor before, or people who live paycheck to paycheck, or have had some financial distress, they probably are familiar with skipping meals. But hey, this is some advice, because there's some new Americans. Maybe you're not used to living paycheck to paycheck. Maybe you're not used to having to decide whether to fill your tank or eat lunch. But now in Biden's economy, you are. And so the Wall Street Journal just wants to let you know, hey, you might have to skip meal. You might have to skip a meal. You might have to skip breakfast. Yeah. Save money, you know. It's the Biden economy. It's the greatest economy of all time, and you're doing so well that the Wall Street Journal is telling you to skip breakfast to save money. That's the Biden breakfast plan. There is no breakfast. It's the Biden breakfast. No breakfast. Meta, that's Facebook, is reportedly planning a fresh round of layoffs. So another round of layoffs. It's already been over 10,000 employees. So it looks like they're going to try to cut a quarter. Oh, man. They already committed to 15%. They were just about there. Now they're saying, no, we're going to have to do more. So it looks like they're going to cut a quarter of their staff. Now, this is probably not because Facebook can't financially handle it, although I don't know. It's probably more because the staff they've realized is just useless, or maybe they now have robots or AI that can do their job. Greatest economy ever, Meta, another round of layoffs. Job cuts widen as tech and biotech firms plan fresh round of layoffs. Uh-huh. Greatest economy ever. Salesforce, 1,000 laid off. Twitter, another 1,000 laid off. And these are just the numbers in California. This is a California website. They're just talking about RingCentral, Microsoft, Intel, PayPal, Amazon, Twitter, Salesforce, Zemergin, all laying off. Thousands of people laid off. It's the greatest economy ever, Jack. Companies are using layoffs to cut new higher salaries and win back the power they held before the pandemic. Greatest economy ever that the companies are now having to think about the best way to leverage their bottom line, their sales force versus the employees or potential hirees. Biden economy, greatest ever. It's the Biden breakfast. There's nothing on my plate. What do you mean exactly? What happens now to all of the laid off tech workers? Bloomberg asks. Now, you know, left-leaning Bloomberg here. So the whole story is how there's been tens of thousands of tech layoffs in the last couple months. And that's the real story. But they tell you how great the economy is right out of the gates. The U.S. labor market looks rock solid. The unemployment rate is at its lowest level in 50 years. While layoffs continue to trend downward. But there's one glaring exception, and that's the tech industry. So it's not rock solid. Oh, I see. The layoffs are not trending downward. I mean, they literally say rock solid, trending downward. But by the way, there's tens of thousands of them happening. Huh? Bloomberg. Leftist. because they don't want you to know it's the Biden economy that's collapsing in on itself. Because they're telling you it's the greatest economy ever. But these are the kind of jobs that you can even get entry level, you know, you're almost making six figures a year. And I think that there's a little bit of the Biden economy, but a little bit of they're hiring these guys right out of college. Like you're making 60, 80, sometimes $100,000 a year, or they're hiring women out of college. And then with this new phenomenon, it's one of the strangest things. Like, imagine you're at work. This is how it would be like maybe 10, 15 years ago. Like, you're at work on your computer, and you got a whole crowd of people around you. And they're saying, oh, what's going on? Your boss comes by and says, what's going on? I'm setting the high score for Tetris. Look at this, boss. I'm making the high score. It's like, yeah, I noticed your numbers are down. Well, I got the high score in Tetris, though. Well, you'd be fired. He knows you're not working. And so these big tech employees, they go around. They're like, look at my job as a big tech employee. Look at my job at Twitter. Look at my job at Facebook. And they drink mocha lattes on the roof all day and do yoga. So there's probably a little bit of a both situation there. But, hey, it's the Biden breakfast. Well, my plate is empty. Exactly. It's the Biden breakfast. You're going to have to save money by skipping breakfast, says the Wall Street Journal. All right, so there we go. We got to come out flying today, folks. That's how much news we got to cover. We've got to come out flying. And we've got other economic news that we'll get to today as well. But I don't suggest you skip breakfast. I hope you're not in a position where you have to skip breakfast. And don't skip out on taking your supplements either. You know, I don't want to have to be like my mom growing up. She'd always tell me, Owen, you better take your vitamins, better eat your vegetables. You guys out there better be taking your supplements. You better be taking your supplements. Whether it's DNA Force Plus or whether it's the real Red Pill Plus, those two things go hand in glove, by the way, with the pregnenolone and the CoQ10 in there. They just work perfectly together. Both on sale exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, DNA Force Plus and the real Red Pill Plus. They are in my pantry, and I take them every day. Remember, prebiotic fiber back in stock. If you don't know about this one, if you don't know about the health benefits, this was really popular years ago. It was out of stock, and it's back. And already people are buying it up because they remember how great it is. InfoWarsStore.com, we're listener supported. So when you shop at InfoWarsStore.com, you keep us on the air.
You want to beat the New World Order? You want to stop their globalist agenda? Well, so do I. And I've been the most effective individual in the fight against the globalists. And I've got their number, and I know how to bring them down. But ladies and gentlemen, I can't do it without your support. And the good news is we're only under about $200,000 a month. The bad news is the enemy is intensifying their attacks on every front, but I'm not going to back down. And I'll never give up, but I could give out. So please keep me on the field. Keep me on the front lines against the enemy while getting great products at the same time that will empower you and your family. InfoWarsStore.com for the best supplements and more. Or just make a straight donation, big red banner at the top of InfoWarsStore.com, and that way all the money goes towards the fight, not part of it going towards product cost. But I thank you all for your support. Please commit now to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get great products and make donations. I thank you for your support. Now take action. The globalists are counting on you not taking action.
Ladies and gentlemen, a very exciting development has just taken place. I want to encourage you all to go to InfoWarsStore.com and check it out for yourself because it is a very strong, high-quality formula. Down-and-out sleep support liquid is very fast-acting, taken out of the tongue. It's got a very good dose of melatonin, passion flower, valerian root extract, lemon balm, and German chamomile. All of these compounds are documented on record to help give you deeper, cleaner, healthier sleep. And that is one of the biggest game changers out there with all the stress we have in this world. And we've got some other great sleep aids as well, and they're excellent. They're all different formulas. But this one is particularly the strongest one we have. So Down and Out, sold out for more than 5 months, is now back available at InfoWarsStore.com. So get better, deeper rest, boost your immune system, and support the InfoWar with Down and Out Sleep Support at InfoWarsStore.
I am extremely honored to be seen by the globalists as their number one enemy. I am blessed to know that our information is so hardcore that the enemies of humanity are obsessed with silencing us. They know if the truth about their globalist operations is exposed, it's game over. And all over the planet, humanity is awakening and peacefully fighting back. And our main tool is free speech and the truth we promote using free speech. That's why when you share articles and videos from Band.Video or InfoWars.com or NewsWars.com, it changes the world. And that's why when you go to InfoWarsStore.com and get amazing products that empower you and your body and your immune system and that of your family, you're also empowering the tip of the spear in the fight against the globalist. The fight starts at InfoWars.com, and the support of the fight starts at InfoWarsStore.com. God bless, and thank you all for your support. The cavalry has arrived. Ultimate Bone Broth is the strongest, highest quality chicken-based bone broth you're going to find with all of the effects for your joints, your bones, your muscles, your heart, but more importantly, your immune system. Everybody knows about grandma and chicken broth. Well, this is concentrated chicken broth, the strongest out there, with chaga mushroom and a whole bunch of other ingredients like turmeric. The list goes on and on. This is definitely the strongest, best bone broth out there, and your purchase supports the InfoWar, a 360 win. If you've not experienced bone broth, and even the regular ones have great effects, believe me, you want to get InfoWars Life Ultimate Bone Broth at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, it'll take an hour to tell you all this great stuff about it. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, read the facts there, and then order some, and you can't lose. It's nutritive, it empowers your body, it's great for your immune system, bones and joints, and it funds the InfoWar. So, Ultimate Bone Broth, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Now, this is a video from the streets of Philadelphia that has been seen millions of times, and I guess for people in the country, they don't see these scenes. They don't know how regular this is. And then for people that live in cities or are familiar with the scenes, are saying, well, where is this? This could be anywhere. San Francisco, Chicago, Baltimore, St. Louis. Well, this is Philadelphia. Philadelphia used to be the capital of the United States at one point. Philadelphia, where so much U.S. history was made. And now a city in ruins, a husk of its once great self, like so many other cities. And what is the cancer that has done this to our cities? What is the disease? What is the sickness that they all have in common? Democrat Party leadership. So if you want to track and trace the demise of U.S. cities, you track it and trace it right back to when the Democrats got in power. And this is what it looks like. This is what we're trying to stop our country from becoming, ladies and gentlemen. And I know the issues go far beyond the left-right paradigm and far beyond the Republican-Democrat Party. But this is an issue that needs to be addressed. And this is one of the simplest things we can get people to understand. The facts, the evidence is all right in front of you. And so you've got this situation in East Palestine, Ohio now that is continuing to get worse. And by the way, guys, they're supposed to be doing a press conference. They had two press conferences announced. I don't know if you guys can monitor that. They had one that has probably concluded by now. That was an early afternoon one. And then I believe they're also having one later tonight as a follow-up. Oh, they did cancel. Did they cancel both town halls or just the one from earlier? The crew is already scooping me here. So they'll probably maybe just do the one then. They canceled the one earlier. Wow. East Palestine. This just broke 15 minutes ago, so there you see it. East Palestine town hall scrapped after residents report health problems. My goodness. And again, this is, I mean, what are the odds right out of a movie that came out last year, the exact same thing? Train derailment, rural Ohio, chemical leak, chemical explosion and burn. No answers from the government, no media coverage, residents left confused and disoriented. And then, oh, 2 weeks later, it's like, oh, actually, this is a chemical disaster. You need to flee. Amazing stuff. But hey, guys, Pete Buttigieg, he's solving, he's all over the real issues that our infrastructure is facing. He's all over the real issues that our cities, our communities, and our transportation agency are facing. He's all over the real issues. Here he is explaining. Pete, you know, we just had that big train derailment. You're the transportation guy. And any comments? What went wrong with the train derailment in Ohio or the two others since? Pete Buttigieg?
To work with your contractors, to work with your community colleges on building a workforce that reflects the community. We have heard way too many stories from generations past of infrastructure where you got a neighborhood, often a neighborhood of color, that finally sees the project come to them, but everyone in the hard hats on that project looking like, doing the good-paying jobs, don't look like they came from anywhere near the neighborhood.
What?
You can build community wealth that will help close wealth gaps in this country if we can tear down those barriers. But that happens at the delivery level.
So as usual, I'm going to have to be your liberal to English translator here. I'm going to have to be your leftist to reality translator here. So Pete Buttigieg, What did he just say? Let's say you are trying to understand what he just said, and you don't have your liberal to English translator, Owen Schroyer, with you, your favorite liberal to English walking dictionary. He says that the people in the communities where the work is getting done, the workers that come in, the contractors, the construction crews, don't look like the people from the neighborhood. Okay, so I guess then the solution would be we just need to go door to door. Hi, we've got a project down the road. We're going to be building a new bridge and an overpass and an off-ramp, expanding your highway system. And we'd like some people that look like the community to come down here. Oh, I don't have any engineering or construction experience. I'm a computer programmer. Doesn't matter. Come on down. We're building a bridge. We just want to make sure people in the community are represented in the working staff. Well, gee, I mean, I think I'd rather have a man that knows how to do road construction and ramp construction and bridge construction and an experienced foreman and an engineer. No. We need to have equity here and equal representation. Pete Buttigieg shows up at your door in a hard hat. Yeah, hi, we've got a new street we're building through your town, and we were just wondering if you'd like to come join the cause.
Sir, I'm a 350-pound morbidly obese woman, and I can't even get out of my handy car. Maybe you should ask somebody else.
Well, you're from the community now, and we want people that look like the neighbors here. So if you could just roll on down to the construction site, that'd be great. Yeah, hi, sir. We're building a bridge. I'm a tax attorney. Okay, but that's obviously not what he meant. But if you take it at face value, that's what he's saying. We need to go you don't know anything about construction or building bridges or roads or engineering? Doesn't matter. Come on down. We need representation. But what does he actually say? And this just shows you how racist he is. What he's actually saying, which I don't even think adds up, I don't even believe that this is the case, but what he's actually saying is when construction or infrastructure is being built in black communities, it's white people working the jobs. That's what he's saying. That's what he's actually saying. Here's your liberal to English translator telling you that's what he's actually saying. But it's just ridiculous. By the way, when you're driving on the highway and you see a road crew, do you know what skin color they have? Apparently Pete Buttigieg does. Apparently Pete Buttigieg drives down, sees some construction, and he's right. He's taking numbers. So how many whiteys we got? He's your transportation secretary. But boy, oh boy, folks, do not doubt me. Don't doubt me. Here's leftist. He writes his own columns on Substacks. Jeff Tiedrich, you've probably seen him before. What did I tell you yesterday? They'll find a way to blame Trump. Weird how the Trump administration rolled back safety regulations for oil trains, and now we have a big environmental disaster in Ohio involving an oil train. Must be one of those strange coincidences, I guess. These people are so predictable. That's too easy, though. That's a layup. They blame Trump for everything. They stubbed their toe going to bed at night. It's Trump's fault somehow. Just unbelievable stuff. And now they've got chickens dying, all the livestock dying, plants dying, just plants sitting on windowsills dying. By the way, you've had 9 dead whales in New Jersey in the last couple weeks, 20 in the last month. People are concerned maybe there's something else going on in the water in the ocean by New Jersey.
I've got some good news, ladies and gentlemen. After over 2 years of being sold out, Ultimate Bone Broth is now back in stock and updated even stronger at InfoWarsStore.com. Concentrated bone broth from chickens, chaga mushroom, and so many other amazing ingredients like turmeric and bee pollen. Learn about the effects and what it does to your body at InfoWarsStore.com because it is the bone broth.
The bone broth. The bone broth. The bone broth. The bone broth. The bone broth. The bone broth.
What in the world?
But now with the milk, I was like, whoa, this has milk in it.
Whoa.
It tastes like good. Man, this tastes so good. Tastes like the best milkshake ever. It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. Like good.
28-year marathon battle with a globalist. I have come from nowhere to the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalist at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I've persevered, but the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we've had this success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you. And I beg you to intensify what you're doing now because we are over the target and history is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all. I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life, all at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Introducing InfoWars, super high-end supplement line at up to 50% off what the same formulas are sold for in stores. It's InfoWars MD, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new line of super quality CBD oils that are incredibly good for your entire body at InfoWarsStore.com. We have Libido RX, Better Mood, Nitric Boost, Mushroom Max Powerful Nootropic, Ageless Vitality Collagen, Superfood Greens, and more. Our turmeric formula is 95% curcuminoid, the strongest and best on the market. These formulas and more under the InfoWars MD banner are at InfoWarsStore.com. They are private labeled clones of the top brands in the country for up to 50% off where you're going to find them in stores and on other online stores. This is our new InfoWars MD incredible line.
War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Give me liberty or give me death. This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
All right, a lot of inconsistencies in the message or messages that we're getting from our government officials, and let's stick on that issue in East Palestine, where the town hall has been canceled because of the health emergency that's emerging there. It's crazy. Again, this comes right out of that movie. It's like a 95% match rate. It's like, well, you know, it's not 100% DNA match, but it's 95. You're probably the father. And so here is some more contradictions. And look, now at this point, your heart just breaks for the people in that small town. And I was watching some local news reports, and it's just local news. There's no national media there. And then there happened to be a couple of, you know, citizen journalists or freelance journalists that have either made their way over there or just live there. And they're basically saying, look, here in the town, we're trying to go back to normal. The people are going back to normal. And we're just living like this is just how it is. But I don't know how much longer that's going to go on with all the health emergencies that are emerging so badly that they had to cancel the town hall today. So questions remain as contradictions on the official story continue. And so here's the disaster, the EPA official, the Biden EPA official, in clip 15 telling you it's okay to drink the water.
Governor DeWine yesterday said that if he were to be in that area, if he was in the home, that he wouldn't drink the water. He said he would drink bottled water. What about you? Like, would you return to these homes now? Would you feel comfortable bathing your children in the water or drinking that water?
Based on the results of those homes that have been tested, if those test results have come back and said that the air quality is okay and the water is okay, I would remain in my home and I would drink the water.
Now, notice how he doesn't really answer the question. Instead, he provides a hypothetical. He says, well, if it's safe, then of course. Well, that she's asking you if it's safe. Like, the question is it safe? And you say, well, if it's safe, then it's safe. Wow. Okay. Now, of course, he probably wouldn't drink the water. And I think we're really just beginning to find out how bad this deal is. And isn't that usually the case? Now, of course, we were highlighting this the day after it happened. And now it's like finally everybody's talking about it. And then it was Tucker Carlson, and then it was Jesse Waters primetime. Now everybody's talking about it. Now even national news is sending reporters out there to the scene. Here's your Ohio EPA chief, so not Biden's, but Ohio's, also giving an update in clip 20.
We know that there is a plume moving down the Ohio River, so all of our neighboring states, state departments and Arsenco, are in constant communication about the location of the plume. We think it's on its way around Huntsville or Huntington, West Virginia now, and so all of those water systems are in constant communication on when it may be at their intake, and they're either shutting down and or using the treatment available that they have on site. So
we got a chemical plume in the water. We got chemicals in the water. And Biden's EPA official says, if it's safe, it's safe. Gotcha. Now, the questions emerging from the experts now, and I think there's been enough time to kind of really get a better perspective here with more experts weighing in on this and more details emerging. Now, Norfolk Southern has made an initial offer, I don't know what the exact parameters are, but to anybody damaged or suffering from the disaster, they've basically offered them a settlement or a preconditional settlement or a preconditional arrangement. And so as you can imagine, the ambulance chasers and the television lawyers are already in there, and they're already there telling them not to take the original offer. They've already got money in their eyes. They've already got green in their eyes. So And then there's just the people there who knows what even goes on. I mean, you hope this town can survive this. You hope that we've seen the worst of it. You're kidding me. So this is now, is this the third day in a row where I'm on air and another chemical fire breaks? As I'm covering the disaster in Ohio, a fire breaks out at a chemical tank that leads to temporary evacuations in Oklahoma. It looks like Tulsa. Everything's fine. I mean, it's at this point, it's literally the dog meme with the house on fire all around you. So, okay. Well, we'll be covering and monitoring that. But here's the questions. As I don't know whether Norfolk Southern is trying to get ahead of this, or this is what their lawyer told them to do, and now they have the ambulance chasers showing up. They're telling residents not to take it, whatever this offer is. But no, because here's the question: whose idea was it to blow that chemical pile to smithereens? Whose idea was it to do a chemical bomb in East Palestine, Ohio? Whose idea was that? The issue with the wheels, they might be able to figure out. Of course, blowing up the evidence may have hindered any investigations into that. But they may have an idea. They may already know the answer to that with the train conductor, and they just haven't gone public with the wheels on fire 20 or 30 miles from the scene of the accident. But the real question is, because now you have firefighters weighing in on this. You have chemical engineers and such, or biochemists and other disaster-related experts weighing in on this. And they're all saying, who the hell said to light that chemical on fire? Whose idea was it to light a chemical bomb on fire? Why did they do it that way? So I'm not the expert. I'm not the expert on train derailments. I'm not the expert on how you deal with a chemical disaster. But now that this is almost 2 weeks through, and I've just seen enough interviews, listened to enough talk radio, heard enough from the experts, that seems to be the real question here, is why did they light it on fire? So, as you can see on the screen here, this is one of the locals. This is an actual local from the town who's walking around just kind of doing basic coverage, telling you what's going on. And now you have another chemical leak in Oklahoma. So it just continues, and maybe we'll, like I said, we've been trying to reach out to a couple people there on the ground. Maybe we can reach out to that guy for commentary. But, you know, it's just, it's the inconsistencies that continue to be the story here. And on the whole balloon UFO issue, we've got nothing but consistencies. The Pentagon is like, we can't rule out it's extraterrestrial. And then Jean Pierre at a press conference says, the White House wants you to know it's definitely not extraterrestrial. Okay, well, whatever. I don't think it's extraterrestrials. I don't think it's aliens. If the aliens are here and we don't know about them, they're flying around with technology we don't know and we're shooting them down, I think they might be shooting back, but maybe not. But no, these are not green men or gray men. I don't believe these are extraterrestrials. It's government technology or just fake BS, and they know what's going on, just a distraction. But here's your headline from CNBC. White House defends shooting down three aerial objects despite not knowing who launched them or why. Did you just belt out laughing? White House defends shooting down three aerial objects despite not knowing who launched them or why or what they are. Who knows? You know, you're taking your, I wouldn't take your private jet out. I wouldn't take a hot air balloon out. Biden administration might shoot you down. Guy takes off in his private jet. Biden administration, shoot that plane down. Oh, yeah, we shot down three objects. We don't know whose they were, what they are, who launched them. We don't know nothing. And now we can't because they're at the bottom of the ocean. You don't know. Could have been ours. Could have been our satellites. Could have been our balloons. They don't know. We just saw three things in the sky. We just shot them down. And then they say, oh, don't have speculation on this. Speculation needs to be censored on the internet.
InfoWars is winning. InfoWars is reaching more people than ever. We were supposed to be off the air months and months and months ago. Mainstream media told you, but it's not true. They told you we were going to be shut down. They told you we owed $1.5 billion. None of that's true. It's all being appealed. They want you to think InfoWars is dead. But if you simply stand up and support InfoWars, we've got years and years of appeals, and we will not be taken off the air. But if they can convince you that we've been shut down, they're going to win. Don't let the globalists psyop you and your family. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get incredible products, supplements, books, films, T-shirts, you name it, that fund the InfoWar and empower your life, and let the globalists know their psyop has not worked. Thanks for keeping us on air. Take action at InfoWarsStore.com today, because the only people that can take us off the air is you, the viewers and listeners. The majority of you have not been psyoped, but some of you have. Do not let the globalists brainwash you. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to keep us on the air. Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars Life products have always been the highest quality, triple tested, and you've seen the rave reviews. But doing deep research, we made contact with the top company in the United States, and it turned out they were supplying almost all the raw materials to the companies that we were already using. So we've gone directly to the source, and that means we can give you lower prices on the very same high-quality supplements, and in some cases, even better. Introducing InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars MD exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. has 10 new products. Turmeric 95, Libido RX, Better Mood, Nitric Boost, Mushroom Max, Anotropic, Angel's Vitality Collagen, Superfood Greens, and more. Just take the Superfood Greens. This is the highest quality greens out there, and it's at a price way, way lower than the same product on store shelves for up to twice the cost. Find InfoWars MD at InfoWars Store. The cavalry has arrived. Ultimate Bone Broth is the strongest, highest quality chicken-based bone broth you're going to find, with all of the effects for your joints, your bones, your muscles, your heart, but more importantly, your immune system. Everybody knows about grandma and chicken broth. Well, this is concentrated chicken broth, the strongest out there, with chaga mushroom and a whole bunch of other ingredients like turmeric. The list goes on and on. This is definitely the strongest, best bone broth out there, and your purchase supports the InfoWar, a 360 win. If you've not experienced bone broth, and even the regular ones have great effects, believe me, you want to get InfoWars Life Ultimate Bone Broth at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, it'll take an hour to tell you all this great stuff about it. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, read the facts there, and then order some, and you can't lose. It's nutritive, it empowers your body, it's great for your immune system, bones and joints, and it funds the InfoWar. So, Ultimate Bone Broth, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
Like a rock thrown into a pond, your actions, even though they may seem little, have a massive ripple effect throughout time and space. We're actually winning the info war. And when you realize that Band.Video has hundreds and hundreds of censored directors and investigative journalists and talk show hosts whose information is beyond incredible, hundreds of medical doctors and scientists, all of them right now telling the truth at Band.Video. Millions of people a day visiting Band.Video. But you can take that information and cause a bigger ripple effect, an amplifying effect, and make sure it gets out to your friends, your family, your neighbors, and perfect strangers. You are the modern Paul Revere's. You are what takes our information and amplifies it. When you decide to take action, we as a species and as a race are invincible. So I thank you all for your past action, and I challenge you to redouble your efforts now, because humanity and the children are counting on you.
Infowars.com/show.
White House defends shooting down three aerial objects despite not knowing who launched them, why, or what they are.
I see. White House defends shooting down three objects, not knowing what they were, who launched them, or why. Nothing to see here. No big deal. Oh, by the way, one of the missiles that they shot, I forget what kind it was. Was it a Stryker missile, maybe? One of the missiles they shot, these missiles go for, I think it was like either 40,000 or 400,000 a pop. And they fired two. The first one missed. Missed. They missed a balloon. They missed a balloon. I can go to the carnival right now and throw darts and pop a balloon. But the F-16 can't hit a balloon with a $400,000 missile. And where did it go? Where does the missile go now? Don't worry. The White House assures you it's fine. It's not going to blow up the dome over the Earth. Maybe it'll go to space. White House defends shooting down three objects, not knowing what they were, who launched them, or why. I mean, it's ridiculous. New York Times. What's going on up there? Theories, but no answers, and shootdowns of mystery craft. Mystery craft. Somebody knows. Somebody knows what they are. They're just not telling you. Now, I love this. This is Hot Air, far left publication, barely even worth your time, except to maybe have a laugh or just show you what the left is thinking. And they don't like you speculating on this. It doesn't matter. Your government doesn't give you any answers. You just sit there and wait for them to tell you what it is. Slave. More and more you realize that's the ethos. These people want to be slaves.
Slavery is a choice. Liberals are proving it. Speculations about the balloons is the latest misinformation. Don't even ask a question. We don't know what they are, who launched them, or why. But you, American citizens, shut up till we tell you. And then, but see, this is where you realize where their minds really go. Officials seem to be increasingly bothered by analysis. Officials seem to be increasingly bothered by analysts who have been filling in the information gap with speculation. Oh, your speculation is a problem here. The administration has labeled all of this conjecture as the latest example of misinformation that needs to be swatted down. Speculation and conjecture. Speculation and conjecture needs to be swatted down. So, in other words, sit down and shut up. This is why they hate InfoWars so much. Now, of course, our speculation and conjecture has a high percentage, a high hit rate of turning out to be true. That's why we're still here. But that's what it is. See, speculation and conjecture, they don't like that. They need to control the narrative. They need to control what you think and what you say. You speculating or engaging in conjecture, that needs to stop. Yeah, these are the tolerant ones. These are the liberals. Yes. Yes, indeed. And now here's Jean-Pierre today. They don't know what they shot down, who it was, who launched. They don't know anything. But Karine Jean-Pierre's gay and black and an immigrant, so that's good enough. And now listen to this whopper. It's unreal, the whopper lies they tell. This stuff isn't even nuanced anymore. Jean-Pierre telling you that gas prices are at an all-time low in clip 22.
We talk often about the gas prices going down to about $160 per gallon. That's because the president took historic steps to see that happening.
$160 a gallon? What country is she in? Russia? Is she in Russia? Saudi Arabia? Where is it $160 a gallon? Where is Karine Jean-Pierre? Wow, where she thinks gas is $160. No, you're about $2 short of where gas is. It's actually closer to $3.60. It's at about $3.49 right now. The White House press secretary just said Joe Biden is doing a great job. He lowered gas prices to $160. Now, gas prices when Biden got in office were $2.39 on average. Today, they're $3.49 on average. That's a raise of over a dollar per gallon on average. And Jean-Pierre says it's historic what Joe Biden has done to lower gas prices to $1.60. Liberals, Democrats, leftists, communists, they all share one thing in common. They're lost in a world that doesn't exist. Gas, $1.60 a gallon. She must be talking about Russia. She must be talking about Saudi Arabia. Certainly not the U.S. She's certainly not that confused and misinformed. She couldn't be. She's so smart. So impressive. Wow. So there you go. All right. Let's change lanes here for a second on the censorship issue. Now, they're attacking Elon Musk today. Musk forced algorithm change to help boost his tweets, platformer says. Now, my guess is what's going on here is Musk is pressure testing the system itself and seeing the same anomalies that you've probably been seeing for years, and he's just addressing it. But I also think there's something else going on. I think he's probably smoking out his own rats in a way here. And there may be some truth to what these, they're basically leftists at Twitter trying to blow the whistle, say Elon Musk is rigging the platform, which, of course, is what they've been doing. That's the great irony. But I don't think Elon Musk is that dumb to just go in there for no reason and say, yeah, make all my tweets go to number one. No, I think he knows what he's doing. I think he has an idea of what he's doing here to smoke out some rats. But it's ironic that the left is complaining that Musk wants his tweets to be seen when that's exactly what they do for leftist tweets. That's why you have all these leftists, all these Democrat propaganda accounts that you don't follow showing up on your newsfeed 24/7. So they synthetically boost their own nobodies. Musk knows that. He sees that. And so he's like, hey, I want you to boost me. I want my stuff to show up. You're boosting these people, boost me. And now they're complaining because Ted Cruz went on Fox News last night with Hannity and talked about how he spoke to Elon Musk about censorship issues and big tech censorship issues. And so you have leftists complaining, saying this is collusion. This is proof of collusion. So Elon and Twitter are directly coordinating with a political party now? Cool. I look forward to an investigative piece by Matt Taibbi on this. Folks, so when it's Democrats caught colluding with the documents, with the servers, with the emails, when it's Democrats caught colluding to censor free speech, Democrats say nothing to see here. It's fake news. They discount the Twitter files. When Ted Cruz goes on TV and says, I'm talking to Elon Musk about censorship and free speech and the First Amendment violations, and Democrats say, this is proof of collusion. Shut it down. Unreal. Again, the Democrats get caught colluding with the FBI and big tech to censor their political opposition. That's the crime. That's the scandal. Elon Musk is the whistleblower. And then he's working with members of Congress, Republicans, because Democrats aren't interested. They're the ones that committed the crime. They're the ones cheating and rigging and interfering in elections. So they're not interested in this. So it's Ted Cruz who's interested in getting down to these crimes being committed and who committed them. And the Democrats consider that collusion. I mean, folks, these people are so far lost politically. These people are so far lost intellectually, philosophically, spiritually. I mean, it's just stunning. They have no self-awareness at all. I'm telling you, the song Anti-Hero. You want to know what a liberal's all about? Anti-Hero, a song for liberals, by liberals. About liberals. They stare directly into the sun, but can't see in the mirror. They stare directly into the sun, they can't see in the mirror. Oh, Ted Cruz is trying to get down to censorship being politically motivated at Twitter? He's colluding. That's collusion. That's a crime. But when Democrats actually commit the crime and actually collude with Twitter to censor conservatives, that's not the crime. Those are the good guys. Must be frustrating. Always rooting for the anti-hero.
The cavalry has arrived. Ultimate Bone Broth is the strongest, highest quality chicken-based bone broth you're going to find, with all of the effects for your joints, your bones, your muscles, your heart, but more importantly, your immune system. Everybody knows about grandma and chicken broth. Well, this is concentrated chicken broth, the strongest out there, with chaga mushroom and a whole bunch of other ingredients like turmeric. The list goes on and on. This is definitely the strongest, best bone broth out there, and your purchase supports the InfoWar, a 360 win. If you've not experienced bone broth, and even the regular ones have great effects, believe me, you want to get InfoWars Life Ultimate Bone Broth at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, it'll take an hour to tell you all this great stuff about it. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, read the facts there, and then order some, and you can't lose. It's nutritive, it empowers your body, it's great for your immune system, bones and joints, and it funds the InfoWar. So, Ultimate Bone Broth, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off. InfoWars secret weapon is finally here. It's a secret weapon for your immune system, for your stamina, for your energy, for your way of life, for your libido. And it also keeps InfoWars on the air. And I almost forgot, you save at least 50% on these products for what you'd pay for similar products or the exact same products in stores around the country. That's because we go right to the highest quality manufacturer in the nation that supplies some of the top names. They then give us the best deal out there because the owner's a listener, and we're able to bring it to you with massive discounts. You're not going to find 1,000 milligram high quality CBD for anywhere near the price we sell it. You're not going to find it the 10 milligram or the 20 milligram. You're not going to find turmeric at 95% curcuminoid at the price we're selling it. You're not going to find any of this anywhere near that. These similar
formulas or the same formulas sell for up to 200% more than we're selling these. InfoWars MD, now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, a true 360 win.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
So when Democrats collude with Big Tech and the FBI to censor their political opposition and violate the First Amendment, that's all good. They're the good guys. But then when Republican lawmakers want to work with whistleblowers to identify the crimes and the criminals, that's collusion. Modern-day liberalism, modern-day Democrats. Now, here's Elon Musk discussing these situations at the Global World Summit. And now they have global government summits, too. It's like, oh, InfoWars, Alex Jones, conspiracy theorists, tinfoil hat wearers. Oh, now they just have giant conferences that say global government. Oh, yeah. Somebody might be like, well, Owen, why aren't you making a big fuss of the Russian war and the Ukraine war today? Well, I've kind of told you that was coming for weeks now. We will cover it. But here's Elon Musk at the Global Government Summit that doesn't exist, by the way. Just give me clips 17 and 18 back to back. I think this is more just I give more credence to Elon Musk when he says stuff like this.
That, you know, 3 to 5 years is actually worth a lot. I mean, to be frank, I was a little worried about the direction that and the effect of social media on the world, and especially Twitter. And I thought it was very important for there to be a maximally trusted sort of digital public square where people, you know, within countries and internationally could communicate with, you know, the least amount of censorship allowed by law. Obviously, that varies a lot by jurisdiction, but I think in general, social media companies should adhere to the laws of countries and not try to put a thumb on the scale beyond the laws of countries. I think this is something that is probably agreeable to the legislators and the people of most countries. So I think that's the general idea. It's just to reflect the values of the people.
And by the way, keep it rolling for time's sake. But see, folks, this is basic corruption, values, corrupt politicians, corrupt governments thumbing the scale for their advantage. And Musk knows the Democrats do that, did that, caught them doing that, and he knows that's corruption. He knows that's criminal.
You know, Twitter was, I think, doing a little too much to impose a niche as a San Francisco Berkeley ideology in the world. I thought it was important kind of for the future of civilization to try to correct that thumb on the scale, if you will, and just have Twitter more accurately reflect, like I said, the values of the people of Earth. That's the intention. Hopefully we succeed in doing that. One thing I should say, and I know this is called the World Government Summit, I think we should be maybe a little bit concerned about actually becoming too much of a single world government. If I may say that we want to avoid creating a civilizational risk by having, frankly, this may sound a little odd, too much cooperation between governments. If you look at, say, at history and the rise and fall of civilizations, really all throughout history, civilizations have risen and fallen, but it hasn't meant the doom of humanity as a whole, because there've been all these separate civilizations that were separated by great distances. And so, while Rome was falling, Islam was rising, and so you had the sort of caliphate doing incredibly well while Rome was doing terribly. And that actually ended up being a source of preservation of knowledge.
I got to tell you, my approval rating of Elon Musk just keeps going up and up. And there's certain things that will be tough for him to regain ground on, like the animal testing he's done with his brain implants and wires and such. But, I mean, the approval rating keeps going up with stuff like that. I mean, he's against censorship. He's for free speech. He's against global government. Yeah, show me any other centi billionaire that makes those public statements.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life, all at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Give me Dan Lyman on the screen. There he is from Border Hawk News, reporting for duty, the great Dan Lyman, and I guess he's already in, he is in Florida, so I guess that's why you've got the clean haircut and the clean shaven face. You're ready for the, you're going summer mode early on us, aren't you, Dan?
It's eternally white boy summer here in Florida. We welcome you here anytime, Owen, to join.
Well, I appreciate that. The whole world may be having to flee to Florida before it's all said and done. We'll all be swamp people, but at least we'll be free. All right, Dan Lyman joins us, and one of the issues that's being overlooked right now because of the balloons in the sky, the war in Russia, the disaster in Ohio, all this other news is the border. Once again, we had another record month of encounters in January at the southern border. That is not stopping anytime soon. They just tell you nothing to see here. The border's under control. It's a complete lie. You're all over this at BorderHawk.news. What do you say in response to the White House telling you the border is secure?
Well, you know, while many are speculating about aliens in the skies, we don't have to speculate about what's going on at the southern border. And the fact of the matter is we have hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens pouring over the border every month. Last month's CBP statistics just came out for the month of January. And, of course, the Biden administration is crowing about them because they're down from the previous month. But, of course, we have to wonder how they're cooking the books. They're always doing such a thing. But last month on record, we have just over 156,000 encounters, they call them these days, at the border. Now, of course, encounters are just official data of border agents and law enforcement officers encountering and potentially turning back or welcoming in foreign nationals who are entering the country illegally. That does not account for known gotaways, and that certainly doesn't account for unknown gotaways. So last month, 156,000. They're saying that's great because it's down from 251 in December. But of course, if we just step back a year or two, we go to 2021, we had just 78,000. And during the Trump presidency in 2020, we had just 36. So these numbers are still
and that's just, we're talking about January year over year.
We're just talking about known, reported, official data, not the known gotaways and not the unknown gotaways, which could be equal or potentially even higher than that number. You know, in January, they're saying we did a little bit better. We're still talking about, you know, the population of nearly like Huntington Beach, California or something like that coming into the country.
Yeah, two or three Dallas Cowboys stadiums full of people rushing the border every month.
Yes, indeed. And that's just the southwest land border. That's not counting what's going on at the northern border, where crossings have surged hundreds and hundreds of percents, perhaps 1,000%. And then, of course, we have what's going on in the Florida Keys, which we've been covering at length at InfoWars, of course. And we've declared a state of emergency here. The governor has and deployed the National Guard, if need be, to mitigate the amount of illegals that are entering
the
United
States by
sea. And
this is the new phenomenon we saw in Europe, where you have boatloads coming in and landing ashore, and then they all just, you know, like a race to the inland, hop off the boat and sprint inland, hoping they can just get away, not be caught. And now this is happening in the U.S. as well. You were covering it when it was going on in Europe. Now it's here.
Yes, indeed. The Caribbean is starting to look like the Med. We're having, you know, an explosion of illegal crossings. It's mostly Haitians and Cubans that are coming over on these totally scary ramshackle boats. I have to give them a little bit of credit. Either they're just intensely desperate or pretty valiant folks. I don't know which one, but all I know is they're coming illegally, and it's happening at an increasing rate. And so the state of Florida is under a state of emergency to deal with that situation. We just covered a story last week where we had well over 100 Haitians came very close to Key West, actually, a community in Key West. They basically got off the boat a few feet from shore and then stormed onto shore. They were in standing water. They could stand in the water. They didn't have to swim, and surged onto private property, and then that had to be mitigated. So we have just a Camp of the States situation unfolding here in the United States, and it just gets worse every month, no matter what the CBP data tries to, you know, the spin that they're putting on that. It is getting worse every month.
Yeah, and of course, the fentanyl overdoses that continue to increase with that pouring over the southern border. Then Joe Biden says that's one of his biggest concerns in his State of the Union. Of course, they get mad when Marjorie Taylor Greene heckles him on that, but good for her. He should be heckled on that for him to be one of the leading causes, if not the leading cause, other than the traffickers themselves. Joe Biden is the leading cause of fentanyl deaths in this country. For him to say he's doing something about it is absurd. But you know what? Let's we'll go ahead and respond to that.
Well, no, I was going to say, you know, I'm not really a huge fan of like the heckling during the State of the Union, because I think it's just cheesy. And but at the same time, it has to be done, and we need more people in Congress.
I'd be throwing tomatoes, Dan. Maybe I shouldn't say that. Never mind. No. I'd be calm and docile. I wouldn't say anything. I'd be a nice little church mouse.
No, we know how you behave in Washington, D.C., and it's admirable. No question at all. No, but we need more people. More immigration patriots need to be elected to Congress. We need people like Andrew McCarthy out of New York. We need Anthony Sabatini's out of Florida. We need a wall of Republican electees that are in Congress that are willing to heckle in a State of the Union if need be, but actually willing to, like, take a stand on policy and force this administration to do something really substantial about the border, or, you know, take advantage of the prior administration, which we did not, and actually build a wall and put solid policies in place that can't just be unraveled by the next administration.
Yeah, I won't speak for myself, but I would tell you, I'd probably be closer to a Marjorie Taylor Greene than, say, a Squitch McConnell. All right, now the issue of busing illegal immigrants around, this was a hotly contested issue last year. There were even debates, is it a good idea, is it a bad idea? I liked it, but now looking back on it, do you think it was a successful thing? Do you think it raised enough awareness? I know we're not seeing any different in the numbers coming in, but I mean, look at this response here in New York, where the mayor is sending illegal immigrants to Canada, and he's complaining that he can't afford to have all these illegal immigrants. Yeah, oh, well, welcome to the world, buddy. Canada tells New York City Mayor Eric Adams to stop sending them illegal immigrants. Do you think the busing has worked politically, or is it just causing more chaos and still no solutions?
Well, to answer your question immediately, it's just causing more chaos, in my opinion. But what's funny about this entire situation that's been playing out up there in the Northeast, it's like the ultimate honk pill. We have illegals that are being basically sent from Texas to New York City. You know, it's a political stunt that's being staged by Governor Abbott. You know, some people support it, some people don't. I'm not really a huge fan of it. I think these people just need to be sent right back across the border. But so some people do appreciate it. But what's happened is New York City is totally overwhelmed with the amount of illegals that are coming in. They've been staying in hotels there. They've been causing problems, you know, in nearby areas like Long Island.
They protest that the digs aren't nice enough.
Right, exactly.
Which I think somebody put him up to, by the way. I think somebody put him up to that. It doesn't make any sense other ways, but aside from that, go ahead.
No, you can trace the cause of all agitation essentially back to NGOs and activists. They're the ones who actually organize these things. The migrants themselves wouldn't know what else to do. You know, they're in a stupor partying in these hotels and having wild sex orgies and doing drugs and all that. But basically, a bunch of them were not really happy with what their living standards were in New York City. They even mentioned, told outlets like the New York Post that they were disturbed by the amount of homeless on the streets and then the way that the homeless and the vagrants treated them and were yelling at them. They felt unsafe living in New York City, even in these hotels and shelters. And so a bunch of them basically hopped taxpayer-funded or NGO-funded buses up to Plattsburgh, New York, which is up near the border. And then they were grabbing, you know, shuttles, private taxis, minivans, you know, probably every Tom, Dick, and Harry that could get a car over to this bus station and running them up to the Canadian border. And then they're getting dropped off in residential neighborhoods with roads that lead directly to the actual international boundary and crossing over and trying to claim asylum in Canada. That alone was hilarious. What's even funnier, and it's a total honk pill, like I said, is that a lot of them weren't really happy with the amount of snow in Canada. They weren't happy with the lack of job opportunities there. So they eventually, some of them ended up coming back to New York City, and some of them, you know, a smaller fraction still, are requesting to be brought to warmer states because they're not happy with the weather in their new digs.
But what about global warming? I thought that they say global warming causes the illegal immigration, and then the illegal immigrants get here and they say it's too cold? Is that what you're telling me right now?
They said it's too cold in Canada, too much snow, and please send us somewhere warm. Hopefully, it's not Florida, but we know DeSantis now.
I want to be on a beach.
Send them out.
Send me to the beaches of Barcelona. Send me to the beaches of Key West. And I want it all paid for by the American people. And if you don't like that, you're a xenophobe. Huh?
I've got some good news, ladies and gentlemen. After over 2 years of being sold out, Ultimate Bone Broth is now back in stock and updated even stronger at InfoWarsStore.com. Concentrated bone broth from chickens, chaga mushroom, and so many other amazing ingredients like turmeric and bee pollen. Learn about the effects and what it does for your body at InfoWarsStore.com because it is the bone broth.
The bone broth. The bone broth. The bone broth. The bone broth. The bone broth. The bone broth.
What in the world?
Mm. But now with the milk, I was like, whoa, this has milk in it.
Whoa.
It tastes like good. Damn, this tastes so good. Mmm. Tastes like the best milkshake ever. It tastes like Ovaltine. Mm. It tastes like Ovaltine. Mm. It tastes like Ovaltine. Mm. Like good.
Infowars.
There is a war on for your mind. Your mind is a battlefield. This is an information war. InfoWars popularized those terms more than two decades ago. And today, whether it's Donald Trump or Governor DeSantis or Dr. Robert Malone, they're all using the terms that InfoWars has popularized because we understand the enemy's operations and we know how to beat them. But we can't do it without funding. And we make it easy to fund with great products that empower you and your immune system and your family as well. You can also make straight donations at InfoWarsStore.com, clicking on the big red banner, a one-time or recurring. But I'm asking you to take action. We're nonviolent. But every time you donate money, every time you buy products, every time you keep us on air, you are literally, nonviolently, politically, punching the New World Order in the nose. Punching their lies in the nose. We are going to defeat the New World Order. We're going over the top. But right now is a critical juncture. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com and donate now. Donate now. Donate now.
Our world is so full of hype. We are force-fed dehumanizing propaganda by the corporate media, by the controlled churches and the universities. And why is this the case? Because we innately, by God, have been given the keys to our own minds, our own psyches, our own souls. And by connecting to God, we can empower ourselves and transcend the, quote, fallen or sinful state. So the chemicals that we ingest and all the things that we try to bring into our bodies to change who we are
are only lowering us. They're only making us more depressed. In the end, they're only making us less fulfilled. It is only by going within and really making that connection to God that we can truly empower ourselves. That's why the globals bombard us with toxins and chemicals to block us getting the normal vitamins and minerals and trace elements our bodies need to be healthy and to be able to basically reach out beyond the third dimension. And that's where the incredible products come in at InfoWarsStore.com.
I am extremely honored to be seen by the globalists as their number one enemy. I am blessed to know that our information is so hardcore that the enemies of humanity are obsessed with silencing us. They know if the truth about their globalist operations is exposed, it's game over. And all over the planet, humanity is awakening and peacefully fighting back. And our main tool is free speech and the truth we promote using free speech. That's why when you share articles and videos from Band.video or InfoWars.com or NewsWars.com, it changes the world. And that's why when you go to InfoWarsStore.com and get amazing products that empower you and your body and your immune system and that of your family, you're also empowering the tip of the spear in the fight against the globalist. The fight starts at InfoWars.com, and the support of the fight starts at InfoWarsStore.com. God bless, and thank you all for your support.
InfoWars.com/show.
We got Dan Lyman with us here. Porterhawk.news, NewsWars.com, InfoWars.com. Quickly here, a couple other headlines on the illegal immigration front. Police vehicle hit by unlicensed driver. While police were investigating incident by a different unlicensed driver. Yeah, I know all about the illegal immigrant unlicensed drivers. I've been hit by them, and the cops can't do anything about it. It's funny, isn't it? But you got to pay for their travel as well and your bills. Rhode Island bill would make it possible for illegal immigrants to vote. They already got it in New York City. This is their ultimate goal. This is what the open borders are really all about. Now, Dan Lyman, doing great work, NewsWars.com, InfoWars.com. Folks, it's all possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. And so if you like Diane Lyman joining us and all his great reporting, make sure to support us by shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, Dan told me he has a water management story, obviously dealing with, I'm guessing, what's going on in East Palestine right now with that water issue. Is that why you are thinking about this water management story, Dan?
No, absolutely. And it just happened to me a couple of weeks ago, and I'm just drawing, you know, the correlation here. So essentially, I live in Florida, and we got hammered on the West Coast here by the last hurricane, Hurricane Ian, it was called. And for about 2 weeks, you know, we went from having no water to then being under a water boil advisory that went on for quite a while. And for anyone who's been under that sort of situation, it's just a drag. You know, you get, even if you have a water filter at home, like, it doesn't help when you're under like a contaminated water situation or whatever. So you got to go out and be buying water, and everybody's fighting over water at, you know, the stores and all that. And so, you know, that became a little frustrating. And so, but then when it was over, relief, you know, you go back to showering and brushing your teeth with your mouth, you know, showering with your mouth open and brushing your teeth like normal and all that, all good. And then, about a month later, I had a relative who lives in the area who happened to see on Facebook that there was another water boil advisory for the same, you know, my neighborhood in the same town. And if that relative had not relayed that information to me, by seeing it just by chance on Facebook, I would never have known. So I would have gone about my business and continued to drink the water and, you know,
which of course means that there were many people that did.
Absolutely. No question at all. So I never received an advisory from the water, you know, whoever handles the water. I don't know exactly what you would call them. But so the next day I called them to find out if it was still in effect. And I got somebody on the line and I said, you know, how are people that aren't on Facebook supposed to know that this advisory went out?
Or this imagine person said banned. You're banned. You can't even be on there. You're banned. So literally you can't get the information.
Right. Exactly. So this person says, well, you know, we put the advisories out on social media. We realized after the hurricane that we don't have an effective way to let everybody know when there's a water emergency. And I said, you have no problem reaching all of us when you need to send a bill. So you have all of our emails. You have all of our phone numbers. you couldn't call or let any of us know, you know, directly that there was a water emergency. And she said, no, basically, we're working on that since the hurricane. And otherwise, the only method is to go door to door knocking. So that was really eye opening for me to think that such a really elemental piece of infrastructure is so lacking. And my first thought was, what if there was some sort of terrorist attack? Somebody puts fentanyl in the water supply. How are they going to let us all know? They apparently don't have systems in place for that. And that was disturbing to me. But now seeing what's going on in East Palestine, I'm starting to think the whole country is operating like this. We are literally walking a fine line. We're on a thread. And anything can happen from one day to the next. And it could cost you your life or the lives of your family members. So people need to be aware of that stuff. And just really quick, tying back to illegal alien drivers, I encourage everyone with the surge of illegal aliens coming into this country, you know many of them are going to be driving illegally on the streets. Check your insurance policy. Make sure that you're covered if an illegal alien or an uninsured driver hits you, because many people probably are not.
Well, and I will tell you from firsthand experience with this, not only that, get as much evidence as you can. I mean, seriously, like sit there and snap pictures like you're a paparazzi. Get videos. I mean, seriously, because, folks, what happens is even when you are insured against unlicensed drivers, as I am, I think it may depend on the state you're in also, and maybe different policy nuance, but basically – until the cops can either file a report or locate the individual, you're like sitting in limbo dealing with insurance. It's been a pain in my ass. I'm not going to sit here and get into it. But let me just tell you, folks, it's a pain in the ass. So unless you want to pay for all of it right out of pocket, it's a pain in the ass. And you're going to be – actually, you're going to end up paying a lot of money, sadly, anyway, depending on how much your car is damaged. But, yeah, good advice there, Dan. But, you know, on the water issue, I'm taken aback by this. I feel like I could show – I mean, it's not like they're lacking for money. They might have a tight budget, but the people that run it are making six figures. The heads of them are making $250,000 plus. So, I mean, there's plenty of money to go around. You're telling me that they can't – I mean, they can email you a bill. They can't email you a warning? Like, that's how simple this is. That's how elementary this is. I've never worked in water management. I could show up and solve that problem tomorrow, Dan.
No, for sure. And I think a lot of people just don't realize that we are on the cusp of some far greater tragedies in this country. I think we're just starting to see them. No, it is for sure. And a lot of people need to wake up to this. Use East Palestine as a tragic, wake up call to realize that not only are these things happening, they're going to keep happening, they're going to happen more frequently, but when they do happen, you're probably not going to get any help in the process, that you are on your own. You are your own self-defense in these issues, and to not take anything for granted. And, I would encourage people to just, check in, to find out if there's an alert system with your local water authority or with, as we've seen in Texas with the electrical grid there. They have major issues in the last couple of years. Check in to find out if there's any way that you're going to find out if there is an issue, if there's a terrorist attack, if there's a tragedy, a train derailment, who knows what. Now we're seeing apparently there are over 1,700 train derailments in this country every year. I didn't know that, and I don't know, how those are calculated or how they're tabulated. But
they certainly don't look like East Palestine, or even the one, I think it was in South Carolina or Texas, the one that also had a leak. Now there's another leak in Oklahoma today.
Yes, indeed. And then, of course, we had in Arizona, I don't know if you've rolled that footage yet, a truck turned over with something like 2,000 pounds of nitric acid inside the vehicle.
I believe that's 3 days in a row we've had a collision or an emergency or an accident lead to a chemical leak. Train derailment on Monday, truck accident on Tuesday, and now a plant in Oklahoma on fire on Wednesday.
Yes, indeed. And these things are going to get only more frequent, these issues. We're seeing now, multiple per day. We're seeing that on top of all the fires and the explosions at all the food processing plants. And this is a combination of incompetence, of government policy, of the lack of competent workers, and then the lack of trained workers, and that's only going to get worse. So everybody needs to prepare for this all to get worse. Batten down the hatches however you best can. Try to live in an area where things function reasonably well, because it's only going to get worse from here.
Yeah, and I mean, you got to make decisions right now, folks. I mean, that's it. Like, make every decision on the checklist, make a decision. Some you may, I may not want to do that, but I got to make a decision on it. It's like,
you know, I'm not going to leave Austin, Texas. That's a decision I've made. We're going to hold our ground here, but it's like you should probably get out of town. But that's one of the decisions I've made. But, I mean, man, you look at that wreck in Arizona. That's like one of those, like, smoke bombs you'd light off as a kid. It's like, what is this chemical? There's a red-orange chemical spilling out of this truck. I mean, it's just, welcome to Biden's America. Welcome to communism. Dan Lyman, thank you so much for joining us. Great stuff as always.
The cavalry has arrived. Ultimate Bone Broth is the strongest, highest quality chicken-based bone broth you're going to find, with all of the effects for your joints, your bones, your muscles, your heart, but more importantly, your immune system. Everybody knows about grandma and chicken broth. Well, this is concentrated chicken broth, the strongest out there, with chaga mushroom and a whole bunch of other ingredients like turmeric. The list goes on and on. This is definitely the strongest, best bone broth out there, and your purchase supports the InfoWar, a 360 win. If you've not experienced bone broth, and even the regular ones have great effects, believe me, you want to get InfoWars Life Ultimate Bone Broth at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, it'll take an hour to tell you all the great stuff about it. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, read the facts there, and then order some, and you can't lose. It's nutritive, it empowers your body, it's great for your immune system, bones and joints, and it funds the InfoWar. So, Ultimate Bone Broth, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off. Introducing our new incredible supplement line, InfoWars MD. Now, in 60 seconds, it's hard to tell you how incredible these products are, but all of these products are already sold on store shelves under other brand names for up to twice the cost we're selling it to you. These are high-end. These are the very best. You know our body's ultimate turmeric formula is amazing? Well, guess what? We now have turmeric 95 that's basically the same formula for a lower price. CBD oil of the highest quality, up to 50% less than major competitors selling the exact high-quality, full-spectrum CBD. And it goes on for all the new InfoWars MD products at InfoWarsStore.com. The highest quality, directly from the manufacturer to your door, at prices up to 50%, in some cases 100% lower than what they're sold for in stores. InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com. Mark Twain, one of America's greatest writers and satirists and minds, famously said more than 150 years ago, rumors of his demise had been greatly exaggerated because the newspapers kept saying he died decades before he did die. And it's the same psyop today. InfoWars is more influential and more powerful than ever because of your support and because of the facts of what we've covered is coming true. But if they can convince you we've been shut down, if they can convince you that we're going away, and you stop supporting, you stop spreading the word, then they do win. Ladies and gentlemen, there's only one group of people that can shut down InfoWars, and that's you, the viewers and listeners. If you decide we're done, we're done. If you decide to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get supplements and books and films and T-shirts and so much more, we will stay on the air indefinitely. It is all in your hands. So thanks for your support. Stand up against the globalists. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and keep us on air. It's up to you.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life, all at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
InfoWars.com/show.
Warning, this broadcast contains subject matter
that might trigger
liberal snowflakes. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right. it just continues to get crazier. We covered all the new chemical leaks and the new one in Oklahoma today. They claim it's under control. They're claiming just a workplace accident. Okay, maybe. But all of this happening at once. Now you have a military helicopter that's just been downed in Alabama and it's on fire. I mean, we are living in the meme of the house is on fire and this is fine. What is going on right now, man? I'll tell you. I just saw it all coming. Saw it all coming. What did I tell you first day of the year? I said, 2023 is going to be nuts. What did I say first day of February? I said, get your stuff right now. I told you, I'm close bank accounts, do whatever you think. There's no more hedging. It's bet everything on your survival. Bet everything on your preparedness. And basically, I mean, I would say it's basically like, I would say I've done like a personal reset. And I've hit the reset button and I'm now fully betting on being prepared and surviving whatever is going to happen from here till the next presidential election. If there even is one. So I've kind of done my own great reset, and I suggest you do the same. And I will tell you, part of that was stocking up on supplements from InfoWarsStore.com. Made a huge purchase of supplements from InfoWarsStore.com yesterday, just stocking up on that too. That's part of the get yourself prepared, get yourself ready, is stocking up on the supplements. Definitely for me it is. I would suggest you do the same. InfoWarsStore.com, prebiotic fiber, back in stock. This is really incredible. You just look at the ingredients here. By the way, all organic, non-GMO. Acacia fiber, apple fruit fiber, flaxseed, blueberry fruit fiber, cranberry fruit fiber, and so much more. And so most people, unless you're really into vegetables and fruits, and you're really committed to eating vegetables and fruits, you're not getting the fiber you need every day. Well, you don't have to worry about that now with prebiotic fiber from InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off, by the way, back in stock, already selling like hotcakes, very popular product before it sold out and went out of stock for some time. Back in stock, very popular, and 40% off prebiotic fiber at InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, so what is going to be the next big news to break while I'm on air trying to cover all the big news? But again, we have to maintain our focus here and not get distracted by the shiny objects, but stay focused on the goals and the bigger picture. And we know that tyrants want to disarm civilians. We know that criminals would rather have a disarmed victim, and that's why the Second Amendment is so key. Now, getting into this issue, following up on the Michigan State situation, where the individual was already a felon and was by law not allowed to have a gun, still got one, so your gun laws don't work. Go figure. And they also say, oh, this is why we need to ban assault weapons or assault rifles. And they can't even define them. They just say that. And he was using a pistol. So just all the logic and reasoning of gun control that you hear from leftists and Democrats go out the window with the Michigan State shooting. But yet they somehow use it as evidence that their arguments work. I mean, again, they're lost in a world that doesn't exist. And they love doing this thing where they point out the gun deaths or they point out the mass shooting numbers, like good commie Robert Reich does, and he puts out all the numbers of the mass shootings, which actually have doubled since Biden got into office. Ironically enough, they've doubled since the Trump years. I'm not even kidding you. But it's been an ongoing trend of going up, but worse, the increase has been by far worse under Biden for whatever reason, or after the pandemic, whatever one you want to say, the phenomenon happens after that. But it's funny because they never really want to talk about where the crimes are happening, where the mass shootings are happening, or who is engaging in them. They just want to take you, the law-abiding Americans, gun. They want to use gun crimes and mass shootings as their excuse to take you, the law-abiding citizen's firearm, and infringe, completely violate your Second Amendment right. But you start getting into the weeds. You say, well, wait, hold on. Before you violate my Second Amendment, where are these shootings happening? Oh, Democrat-run cities? Who is responsible for most of these shootings? Black-on-black crime? Whoa, we don't want to go down that road. Just turn over your gun, okay, Mr. and Mrs. America? Just turn your guns in. Again, I would say this. I would say this to Democrats, and I'm serious. This is, but Mitch McConnell's a joke, and Kevin McCarthy's got his hands filled. But I would say, hey, you know what? You, Democrats, you're right. You're right. We need common sense gun control. We need common sense gun legislation. So here we go. Here they can even write the bill. Make a Republican write the bill even. And the bill can say all guns are illegal. And that's it. Just one line, one sentence, all guns are illegal. Sign it, seal it, deliver it. President signs it. Okay, so all guns are illegal. Now here's the catch. Here's the catch. The minute a gun crime happens is the minute that bill becomes defunct, and we never sign any gun bills like that ever again. Because this is the entire logic of gun control, is that when you tell someone they can't have a gun or can't use a gun, then they won't do it. Of course, that's insane. Of course, that is never going to be the case. But let's just, Americans will act in good faith. How are you going to take the guns from Americans? How are you actually going to confiscate firearms from Americans? Oh, no. Everybody's acting in good faith here. People will abide by the law. As long as we sign gun legislation that makes guns illegal, then we just won't have to worry about it anymore. People act in good faith. I mean, maybe we should make murder illegal, too. Maybe we should make killing people illegal, too. But I don't know. I don't want to jump the shark on that. Just an idea. And, of course, your logic is going in the right place. Just showing you how ridiculous the idea that a gun bill or a gun law or gun legislation is going to stop the next gun crime is ludicrous, is insane, is retarded. But that's what they go for. So go ahead, sign your law right now. Every single gun is illegal and guns may not be used anymore in America. Sign your law. You assume everybody's going to follow this law, so you don't need to confiscate them. Just sign the law. It'll all be good. And then when less than 30 seconds go by and another gun crime is committed, you go ahead and you rip that bill up and you never sign one like that again. But see, it's not about common sense gun legislation. It's not about trying to stop gun crime. It's about disarming the American people so that you can be conquered and turned into a slave. That's what it's about.
Not everybody was allowed to have firearms in 1776. Not everybody was allowed to have firearms when the Constitution and the Bill of Rights was written.
Oh, that's true. Who wasn't allowed to have a firearm? Would you tell me that real quick? Oh, slaves. That's right. That's the one. That's the one. You're right. Not everybody was allowed to have a firearm. Not everybody was allowed to have a firearm when the Bill of Rights was written. And who wasn't? Slaves. But now they want us all to be slaves. And, you know, funny enough, this was brought up by a caller on a talk radio show. I can't remember who, but it was so cryptic but real. You know, it was the Democrats that said that a black person's vote, well, was only 3/5 of a vote. You may remember that part of the American history when the Democrats were doing their racism openly through legislation. It's funny, though, because really, if you look at what Democrats have done to the black population with Planned Parenthood and abortions, you could say that it's still 3/5 of a vote. Think about that. Democrats, through the abortion centers, have killed 3/5 of black people. So it's kind of like they're 3/5 of the vote. They're still doing it to this day.
The cavalry has arrived. Ultimate Bone Broth is the strongest, highest quality chicken-based bone broth you're going to find, with all of the effects for your joints, your bones, your muscles, your heart.
but more importantly, your immune system. Everybody knows about grandma and chicken broth. Well, this is concentrated chicken broth, the strongest out there, with chaga mushroom and a whole bunch of other ingredients like turmeric. The list goes on and on. This is definitely the strongest, best bone broth out there. And your purchase supports the InfoWar, a 360 win. If you've not experienced bone broth, and even the regular ones have great effects, believe me, you want to get InfoWars Life Ultimate Bone Broth at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, it'll take an hour to tell you all this great stuff about it. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, read the facts there, and then order some, and you can't lose. It's nutritive, it empowers your body, it's great for your immune system, bones and joints, and it funds the InfoWar. So, Ultimate Bone Broth, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
I'm a humble person, and I want to say that I'm just a man, but I'm not just a man. Just like you, no matter what color you are, whether you're a man or a woman, you were made by the creator of the universe, who had a plan for you, who has a destiny for you. That's why the system hates you and fears you, and that's why they hate me. It's because the spirit I carry is one of justice and truth and courage and honor and will and love. My friends, the enemy's coming after me, not because I'm a loser, but because I'm a winner. They're coming after you, not because you're a bad person, because you're a good person, because you love God and God loves you. And so I signed up for this. I signed up for this fight. And I'm not a victim. I'm an overcomer. But I can't fight this fight without you. And that's why I want you to always remember that I appreciate you and I thank you, because InfoWars is your fight. InfoWars is your baby. It's a thing you built. We did this together. So God bless you all. Let's keep fighting.
You want to beat the New World Order? You want to stop their globalist agenda? Well, so do I. And I've been the most effective individual in the fight against the globalist. And I've got their number, and I know how to bring them down. But ladies and gentlemen, I can't do it without your support. And the good news is, we're only under about $200,000 a month. The bad news is, the enemy is intensifying their attacks on every front, but I'm not going to back down. And I'll never give up, but I could give out. So please keep me on the field. Keep me on the front lines against the enemy while getting great products at the same time that will empower you and your family. InfoWarsStore.com for the best supplements and more. Or just make a straight donation, big red banner at the top of InfoWarsStore.com, and that way all the money goes towards the fight, not part of it going towards product cost. But I thank you all for your support. Please commit now to go to InfoWarsStore.com, get great products, and make donations. I thank you for your support. Now take action. The globalists are counting on you not taking action.
Like a rock thrown into a pond, your actions, even though they may seem little, have a massive ripple effect throughout time and space. We're actually winning the info war. And when you realize that Band.video has hundreds and hundreds of censored directors and investigative journalists and talk show hosts whose information is beyond incredible, hundreds of medical doctors and scientists, all of them right now telling the truth at Band.video. Millions of people a day visiting Band.video. But you can take that information and cause a bigger ripple effect, an amplifying effect, and make sure it gets out to your friends, your family, your neighbors, and perfect strangers. You are the modern Paul Revere's. You are what takes our information and amplifies it. When you decide to take action, we as a species and as a race are invincible. So I thank you all for your past action, and I challenge you to redouble your efforts now, because humanity and the children are counting on you.
InfoWars.com/show.
Have you been seeing all these sudden deaths? Have you been reading this in the papers? Oh my gosh, look, a UFO! Look over here. Shiny object in the sky. We haven't forgotten. We are not going to be distracted. 101-page whistleblower document reveals the Biden Pentagon suppressed concerns about COVID shot side effects, and many soldiers suffered horrifying injuries as a result. They love you. Safe and effective. Australian mother denied life-saving heart surgery because she's unvaccinated. That's right. Either join the cult or die.
Join the cult or die.
Ah, you have received your injection. Ah, now you're allowed to live. Which, of course, is hyperbole, because now you're dead. The vaccine won't kill you, but your bodily autonomy is up, and so you might as well be dead. Now, we've got some other news on this.
They're paying their celebrities to promote this vaccine, so I don't know how much of a soul John Legend has left to sell out, but whatever he had left, he sold to Pfizer, telling you how great the vaccine is, telling you how great it is for kids, promoting it to your vaccines, vaccines to your children. Just disgusting. Just despicable. But whatever he had left of his soul, he's now sold to Pfizer, telling you how great the vaccines are. I don't even want to play the clip. It's just, the guy's so pathetic. My goodness. Do you even feel bad? Probably not. They really don't. They really don't care about you. They really hate you. They'll really sell you a poison jab and just with a smile on their face. Just smiling as he tells you how great the vaccine is and how it's going to save him and his family and his little kids and how it makes him feel safe. Just a total sellout. How much did they pay you, John? Really pathetic. Now here's a CBS News report. Tell me if you notice anything about this CBS News report here in clip 11.
Governor DeWine yesterday said that if he were to be in that area, if he was at home,
we got a mix up here. Let's go to clip 11.
Deaths have become more common.
Let's go ahead and stop that and restart it so we can hear the whole thing. The first word is important there. Let's go ahead. Clip 11.
Heart attack deaths have become more common across all age groups since the start of the coronavirus pandemic.
But a recent study found that young people are actually most at risk in this case. According to Cedars-Sinai Hospital, the number of heart attack deaths among 25 to 44-year-olds in the U.S. over the first 2 years of the pandemic was 30% higher than predicted. Dr. Celine Gounder is here on set with us to talk more about it. She's editor-at-large for public health at Kaiser Health News, and she is also an infectious disease specialist and epidemiologist and a CBS News medical...
Okay, so there you go. Oh, heart attacks are up all of a sudden. And by the way, they say from year 2020 to 2022, folks, the vast majority of those heart attacks are in the year 2022. They just say, oh, since the pandemic... Because they don't want you to know it's actually since the vaccine, not since the pandemic. So they just include 2020 in there and distract you, thinking, oh, this must have something to do with the virus. No, it's the vaccine. Definitely the vaccine. And they don't want you talking about that. Boy, oh boy, I'll tell you. Where do we go from here? I got so much craziness, and I'm not going to have the time to do it. And I guys, just give me B-roll of clip 5. Is this the one where the California lady is hitting cards? Yeah, there you go. I don't want to get into this too deeply, but this is just more signs that the country is really going insane. And I mean, this is my conspiracy theory. I'll tell you when I'm conspiracy theorizing. I think the vaccine is causing neurological problems beyond just the brain aneurysms or the strokes or other things. I think it's making people actually lose their minds and go crazy. How do you explain this person just wrecking every car in a parking lot? And this video goes on for almost 3 minutes. She literally hits every car in the parking lot. And, I mean, I've noticed it so much to the point now where I don't even like going out anymore. People are just losing their minds. It used to be you might see like maybe one every 100 people. You go out, maybe one every 100 people is like a complete lunatic. Now it's like one every 10 has just lost their mind entirely. My conspiracy theory is it's the vaccine doing it. But, you know, they really do love death. They love their abortion. And whenever you ask them about why they love abortion so much, they'll tell you. And so here's a pro-choice advocate on a college campus defending his pro-choice views in clip 6.
In here who is willing to try to stand for the pro-choice side. So how would you defend the pro-choice side?
What?
How would you defend the pro-choice side? Why is it good to kill children in the womb?
First, they're not children, and I don't have to defend them because I'm not having a f-
proportion.
Okay. So you
assaulted him. Oh, now he's attacking him.
Do stuff. This is what you do.
Yeah,
this
oh, is and then the demonic behavior.
Pro-choice side. Pro-choice side of things.
It is.
Pro-choice side.
You can't get me in trouble.
It is the pro-choice side. So there you go. So I've dealt with this before. I've gone to the pro-choice abortion death cult rallies. It's the same thing. They scream. They lash out. They put their tongue out. It's demonic behavior. It's like exercising a demon because they know abortion is the most diabolical thing that they are involved in. They know it's a ritualistic child sacrifice. They know it is a murder. And so that's why they lash out like that in defense of it. It's like exercising a demon. That's why no matter – I mean, how many of these videos have we played over the years? Of them literally behaving like demons, it's the same thing. They start shouting and they stick their tongue out at you. It's like a demonic exorcism because these people hate life. Kind of like this Chelsea Handler video that went viral, and I'm not going to bother playing the whole thing, but it's the same thing. Like she's sitting there bragging, obviously coping with her depression, but that's neither here nor there. Maybe she likes her life. Hey, good for you. You make a bunch of money to do a talk show nobody watches, nobody laughs at, and then you brag about how you masturbate all day and travel around the world on your jet plane, your private jet, while telling people that their carbon emissions are killing it. I get it. You're a total fraud. And I know two things. Hillary Clinton will never be president, and Chelsea Handler will never have a baby. And she's proud of that. She's glad because babies are bad to her. Now, of course, this is been a big story and people have been going back and forth. Look, if a woman doesn't want to have a baby, fine. But why does she put out that video? Obviously because she's coping, but it's this, oh, children are bad. Children are a negative thing for society. You don't want a child. It's the same demonic frequency. It's the same demonic message. And you have this girl's job is literally, for Media Matters, to watch Fox News all day and respond to it. That's literally her job. That's what she gets paid by Media Matters to do. I'm sure a nice salary there. And so she was mad because Jesse Kelly did a response to the Chelsea Handler video, and she calls it a sexist rant. And so Here's what I want you to explain, or here's what I want to explain the phenomenon that's happening here that Jesse Kelly understands, and he has kind of built this persona on this understanding, which is what is one of the motivations for Chelsea Handler to put out that video talking about how much she's glad she doesn't have kids? Well, because she hates you, and she wants mothers out there that are happy, and she wants people out there that are pro-family. She wants you to be triggered. That's why she puts it out. She wants you to know she's a degenerate. She wants you to know she masturbates and watches porn. She wants you to know she flies around on a private jet wherever she wants. She wants you to know that she's glad she doesn't have kids. So it's, I'm going to anger people by bragging about not having kids. It comes from a place of hate. That's what you need to understand. It comes from a place of hate where they do things just because they hate you and they want to annoy you. It's like, you know, it's like a five-year-old. It's like a five-year-old throwing pebbles at you on the playground. They just want to bother you. It's like a five-year-old in a kindergarten classroom kicking the back of your chair, pulling your piggytails, whatever. It's just they just want to annoy you. That's why they do this stuff. It's not coming from somewhere of genuine belief or anything like that. No, it's they just want to annoy you. And so this is what's so funny about Jesse Kelly is he just does the exact same thing. Jesse Kelly just knows what annoys you. So when he goes on Tucker Carlson and says Chelsea Handler's womb is a washed up tumbleweed husk, and then Kat Abu, the paid for propagandist at Media Matters, whose job it is to watch Fox News, literally, says it's sexist. Yeah, you've fallen into the same trap that leftists and Democrats try to put us in. Put bait out there like red meat. Oh, I'm glad I don't have a kid. How dare you? Children are great. We love kids. Ha ha, got you. So all Jesse does is he says, hey, look at this woman. She's washed up. She's worthless. She can't even have a baby. Oh my gosh, that's so sexist. Don't do that. Oh, we gotcha.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, five, six, 7 days a week. It's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now. Ladies and gentlemen, a very exciting development has just taken place. I want to encourage you all to go to InfoWarsStore.com and check it out for yourself because it is a very strong, high-quality formula. Down-and-out sleep support, liquid, is very fast-acting, taken out of the tongue. It's got a very good dose of melatonin, passion flower, valerian root extract, lemon balm, and German chamomile. All of these compounds are documented on record to help give you deeper, cleaner, healthier sleep. And that is one of the biggest game changers out there with all the stress we have in this world. And we've got some other great sleep aids as well, and they're excellent. They're all different formulas. But this one is particularly the strongest one we have. So Down and Out, sold out for more than 5 months, is now back available at InfoWarsStore.com. So get better, deeper rest, boost your immune system, and support the InfoWar with Down and Out Sleep Support at InfoWarsStore.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
So there was a hot mic at a poker table on the World Poker Tour. These things are televised, and they like to have mics on the table. It makes the television event a little more interesting. And an interesting moment, though, was caught with a hot mic, and the COVID vaccine was brought up, and it sounded like this.
I wish I would have never got the vaccine. I mean,
what's that?
I wish I never would have got the vaccine.
I never did.
I've been having chest pain ever since I had that thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Still, you're still having it?
Yeah, every time to time. Oh, and they're saying that you get hardens arteries. And
yeah.
So I need to go get it checked out. But ever since, dude, it's just...
That's horrible.
It's been weird.
I held out. I held out until like a month ago. Not even a month ago.
Oh, is that right? Why did you decide to get it then?
I wanted to come play the World Series.
Oh, they didn't have that guideline this right now.
Pardon me?
They didn't have that.
As a foreigner, you can't get into
U.S. Brian Kim also sent to the rail.
So there you go. A hot mic moment there. The guy's talking about, that's an American poker player talking about regretting the vaccine. And then the Canadian poker player says, yeah, I didn't want to take it, but I had to play in this tournament. There's your tyrants right there. There's your medical tyrants. Oh, the open, loving, tolerant liberal left. They're not liberals. They're tyrants. They're medical fascists. And what did they do? They censored information on the internet about the vaccines so that they could more easily convince you to take it and more easily convince you it needs to be mandatory. This was brought up again now, the censorship issue during these hearings. And look, folks, you just look at these Biden administration nominees. And you just know the story. This is a clown act, okay? It's a bunch of clowns up there. I mean, they're just – it's like he's assembled a team of – I don't even know what you would say. Like, they look alien. I mean, look at – what was the name? Sam Bankman, the guy, the luggage thief? I mean, just look at these people. He's put like 10 dudes that dress as women and pretend to be women on his staff in his administration. He wants you to look weird. He wants you to be gay. He wants you to be all these different weird things. Not how good are you at the job. Not what are your credentials. What is your resume? What are your bona fides? No, it's are you gay? Are you the right skin color? How woke are you? And now you see America's on fire because of it. But here's one of them being called out on the censorship issue in clip 19.
You said, quote, for all my concerns about Facebook, I believe that Fox News has had the most negative impact on our democracy. It is state-sponsored propaganda. Now, millions of people watch Fox News. I happen to be one of them. Before Fox News came on the air, there was very little conservative voices. So Do you still believe Fox News is state-sponsored propaganda? And if they came before you as a commissioner, you certainly would recuse yourself, wouldn't you? I mean, this is not just a minor statement. You are calling them the most negative impact on our democracy and state-sponsored propaganda. Is MSNBC state-sponsored propaganda?
So Fox News actually... The FCC doesn't have jurisdiction over Fox News, and just
if,
as
if the FCC
and
or
there
any
she is, Gigi Shawn,
entities came before
that's
Fox
good.
News
she's,
or any related
she's like she's Mandark from Dexter's Laboratory. Mandark from Dexter's Laboratory, the Kroger version, if you will, the Walmart version. Rachel Maddow, the real thing. This is the other one. But see, oh, Fox is state-run propaganda. So you complain that Fox News won't parrot the talking points of Fauci, won't parrot the talking points of Biden, and that makes them state-run propaganda? And then we have all the documents of the Democrat Party and the FBI, the Clinton campaign and the Biden campaign, and Barack Obama all working with big tech to censor the media, to censor the media you see on the internet, and to censor the media you see on television. MSNBC hosts admit this. Crystal Ball admitted it. Amy Robach on a hot mic admitted it. And then she goes up there and says that Fox News is state-run propaganda when that's the collusion between the Democrat Party and the U.S. government with all these media companies has been seen by all now. These people are such phonies, such frauds. It's total projection all the time with them. Everything they accuse you of, they are.
I've got some good news, ladies and gentlemen. After over 2 years of being sold out, Ultimate Bone Broth is now back in stock and updated even stronger at InfoWarsStore.com. Concentrated bone broth from chickens, chaga mushroom, and so many other amazing ingredients like turmeric and bee pollen. Learn about the effects and what it does for your body at InfoWarsStore.com because it is the bone broth.
The bone broth. The bone broth. The bone broth. The bone broth. The bone broth. The bone broth.
What in the world?
Mm. But now with the milk, I was like, whoa, this has milk in it.
Whoa.
It tastes like good. Damn, this tastes so good. Mm. Tastes like the best milkshake ever. It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. Like good.
Clay Clark joins me for a couple segments, ThriveTimeShow.com, and I want to play some stuff for Clay and get his response to this. Otherwise, you know he's going to take the reins of the show. He's going to take it over, so I got to commandeer it before he does that. And so I just want to see this clip. I want to see Clay's response to this clip. It's this series where people are finally putting liberals, conservatives, feminists, masculinists, whatever, in the same room and kind of having a series of debate. It's more just asking questions. They don't really get into it. But when a basic fact gets spoken by a conservative, watch how the leftists, watch how the liberals in the pack here go crazy over a basic fact in clip 7.
Statistically, it is true that Asians, right, on average, make more money, like in terms of medium, make more money, better test scores, get into better colleges, all that stuff. I think the question is, why is that? And I don't know, model minority, whatever that label wants
to be. That's actually
Listen. Well, let me finish my point. We need to observe what makes people successful and unsuccessful. And I think when you look at trends that are generally true in the Asian community, not of everyone, but are generally true, usually you have families that are sticking together. You have, people
start freaking out.
Are taught to work hard in school, not get into trouble. I think that translates to why Asians en masse are successful. And I don't think you have to be Asian or white for that matter to not have kids out of wedlock, not, commit crime, not cause trouble or whatever
happening?
It is. It's just a matter of common sense. That's what makes people successful. And if that's so-called assimilation, having a nuclear family, buying a house, going to school, whatever it is, then yeah, okay, call me a pro-assimilation then.
I think there's a difference between assimilation and...
So there you go. Imagine that. What did he just say that's inaccurate? Nothing. Now, they'll argue it's misogynistic or racist. Well, what did he say in there that's misogynistic or racist? Nothing.
Liberals can't handle basic truths, folks. And it's because their entire worldview is propped up by lies and propaganda. But they need everybody else to believe in their lies and propaganda because that's how they dominate you. They don't want to hear that the nuclear family works and helps build civilizations. They don't want to hear that the nuclear family works and usually puts out men that don't commit crimes. They don't want to address that. They don't want to talk about that basic fact. But I'm a keen observer and I like body language. But notice something else about this, guys. Just start from the top. And it all ties in. And I'm going to have you give a screen freeze here on an image. Put this on the screen, though. Now, this is an interview. I think Vice does it. Go ahead and pause it right there. It's a series of interviews, basically, where they get a group of people that are diverse in their ideologies and appearances, and they just get them to comment on, you know, general discussion topics, human interest stories. What do you guys notice about this image right here? Right there is even better if you go to the larger screen. What do you guys notice here? Now, again, this is a documentary. It's going to be out forever, probably seen by millions of people. The one guy who's telling the truth about cultural success stories, civilizational success stories, and the known data we have when it comes to children being raised by a mother and a father and having a father in the household, or what they call a nuclear family. Notice how the one in there who probably had that experience, notice how he's dressed different than everybody else. Again, I'm not the big fashion police, but there's a story there. Notice how he's dressed different than everybody else. Notice how he's dressed for a documentary interview. And the rest have the purple hair and everything else weird going on. And I'm not trying to judge other people, but so much can be said from this one video clip. Now, we're having some problems getting Clay on, and so I don't know, guys, is he ready to go? Okay, so we're trying to get reconnected with Clay, but he may not have even seen that video, unfortunately. But again, why can't liberals handle facts? Because their entire worldview is propped up by lies. And if you call out the lie, then their entire worldview collapses. And their entire life, therefore, collapses as well because they've been living the lie. And that's why they got so mad when that gentleman pointed that out. Now, ladies and gentlemen, as Clay is getting lined up with us, we have great guests here at InfoWars, like a Dr. Francis Boyle that was on with Alex earlier today, that would love to be on all kinds of different news programs, but nobody wants him on because they're afraid of what he's going to say. And so that's why we need to keep InfoWars on the air, folks. We're listener-supported, InfoWarsStore.com, and that also allows us to get great guests like Clay Clark on. Now, Clay, I know we had a connection issue, so you probably didn't see that video. So instead, I know you've got something on your mind. You always do. You probably have a notebook in front of you with 1,000 different bullet points ready to go, so go ahead.
Well, first of all, says I don't have a Neuralink in my head, so I couldn't just sort of, you know, take the thoughts out of your head and receive what you were saying. But I probably agree because you guys always cite your sources. But I can say, well, it was a big day yesterday for Klaus Schwab. He went to the World Government Summit and he declared that, he said basically, if I had to summarize, he's saying it's go time. Is what he's saying now. This is what Klaus Schwab is saying here. And I have a little clip I want to play here. This is Klaus Schwab yesterday at the World Government Summit. He said these words out loud. Listen to this, folks. Here we go.
We are just now where we move into the exponential phase. And I agree. Artificial intelligence, but not only artificial intelligence, but also the metaverse, new space technologies, and I could go on and on. Synthetic biology. Our life in 10 years from now will be completely different, very much affected. And who masters those technologies in some way will be the master of the world.
He just said whoever masters these technologies will be the master of the world.
You can't say master. That's racist.
This is what they're doing. And I'm just telling you right now, folks, if you're listening out there today, everybody needs to go watch it. You need to go to YouTube tonight and type in World Government Summit and see this, because what they're going to do here, Owen, is they're going to try to introduce this final step here of implementing the Great Reset, which is called the Central Bank Digital Currency. There's four things everyone needs to look up today. Everybody needs to type into Google MIT CBDCs. MIT CBDCs. MIT has developed the central bank digital currencies. Just do a Google search for MIT CBDC. Then the second search term, type in MIT quantum dot. MIT has proudly developed the quantum dot, which allows you to store someone's financial and medical history underneath their skin. The third Google search. I don't know if people know this, but the name of the new central bank digital currency is called the quant. That's the name, Owen, of the actual.
It's called the cunt?
Quant.
Honest misunderstanding.
Okay, let's call the quant. And the final thing I want people to understand here is this technology is all this quantum-related technology. And guess what the name of the new supercomputer is that powers CERN with the 666 logo? You know, the supercomputer located underneath CERN, which is located on top of the former Temple of Apollo. It's called the Google Quantum Computer. So you mean Google, the company with a 666 logo, is powering the computer of CERN, which has a 666 logo, to help make their Hadron-inspired Hadron colliders work? Yes. So that's what's happening right now. So, Owen, do you guys have a gold sponsor there at InfoWars? Do you guys have someone you've teamed up with, a precious metals resource? Do you guys have that?
We have in the past, and I've been talking to my audience saying, look, I said this at the beginning of February. I said, I'm kind of doing a personal reset. I'm not hedging. Yeah. I'm not hedging on, hey, what am I thinking about 10 years, 50 years? I'm thinking, okay, what do I need to do with the next month? And I'm kind of doing a personal reset. And so whether you think it's precious metals or different assets or whatever, that's definitely what I'm doing. But Clay, here's another thing, because it's funny. They tell us 5 years ago, what did they say? There's no global government. That's just a conspiracy theory. Now they have the global government summit. And I don't think that it's also a coincidence that we just saw the largest satanic ritual at the Grammys. We saw the satanic ritual at the Super Bowl. I mean, it's like, it's all here, man.
Well, we're having a very pro-Christian, pro-American nation event at the Reawaken America Tour in Las Vegas, Nevada. We're calling it Reverse Davos.
Wait, let's stop right there. Reverse Davos coming up because we're coming up on a break. And I got to tell you, folks, I'm very excited about this. And the lineup that Clay Clark has assembled for Las Vegas, including one Alex Jones. And we've got some other news coming up, Clay. Let's break it on the other side. There is a Christian revival. There is a great awakening happening in response to the world government launching. It's Reverse Davos.
Introducing InfoWars' super high-end supplement line at up to 50% off what these same formulas are sold for in stores. It's InfoWars MD, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new line of super quality CBD oils that are incredibly good for your entire body at InfoWarsStore.com. We have Libido RX, Better Mood, Nitric Boost, Mushroom Max Powerful Nootropic, Aegis Vitality Collagen, Superfood Greens, and more. Our turmeric formula is 95% curcuminoid, the strongest and best on the market. These formulas and more under the InfoWars MD banner are at InfoWarsStore.com. They are private labeled clones of the top brands in the country for up to 50% off where you're going to find them in stores and on other online stores. This is our new InfoWars MD incredible line.
Anything of real quality, anything of lasting durability, anything that's really satisfying and empowering and fulfilling is going to be hard to attain. And when it comes to information, boy, is that true today. We see the entire global corrupt anti-human depopulation, Great Reset Combine, trying to collapse our society to build on its ashes their transhumanist nightmare vision, suppressing the voices of good people all around the world and of doctors and scientists and engineers that are exposing all their lies, their COVID hysteria, their world's going to end in 2030, carbon tax, global warming bull, all of it. And none of it can succeed. None of it can actually be carried out unless everybody is silenced and gaslit. And that's why truth comes
with hard work and with research and with diligence. And that's why it's hard to share InfoWars links and Bandit Video links. That's why we've got to share them now more than ever.
The eugenicists over 100 years ago were very public about their plans. They financed major universities. They ran full-page stories and advertisements pushing their propaganda in the New York Times, other major newspapers, that the family as we know it is a bad thing and must be ended. And the first step in that is getting women out of the household and teaching women that cooking dinner and taking care of your sons and daughters and husbands is a bad thing. And I was just sitting here tonight making dinner for my daughter, my 4.5-year-old daughter. My wife makes dinner a lot of times, but I like to make it as well. I love to make breakfast. And literally, it's the funnest thing on earth to make food for your family and be nutritive and then all sit down together and have that communal event. And that's what the system is attacking and bombarding, is our normal biological actions are coming together. They really are sick, evil, scientific cult of filth that want to domesticate us and turn us into lab rats. We cannot let this continue. InfoWars is winning. InfoWars is reaching more people than ever. We were supposed to be off the air months and months and months ago. Mainstream media told you, but it's not true. They told you we were going to be shut down. They told you we owed $1.5 billion. None of that's true. It's all being appealed. They want you to think InfoWars is dead. But if you simply stand up and support InfoWars, we've got years and years of appeals, and we will not be taken off the air. But if they can convince you that we've been shut down, they're going to win. Don't let the globalists psyop you and your family. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get incredible products, supplements, books, films, T-shirts, you name it, that fund the InfoWar and empower your life, and let the globalists know their psyop has not worked. Thanks for keeping us on air. Take action at InfoWarsStore.com today, because the only people that can take us off the air is you, the viewers and listeners. The majority of you have not been psyoped, but some of you have. Do not let the globalists brainwash you. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and keep us on the air.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Everything's fine, nothing to see here. Just plane crashes, near plane crashes, multiple chemical leaks, and everything's fine, Clay. Everything's fine. It's just the Great Reset, satanic award ceremonies, and America burning to the ground. It's the greatest ever under Joe Biden. You gotta love it. And if you disagree with that, you're a bigot. Now, Clay, the Reawaken America tour has really been a smashing success. I believe you've sold out every event, and you continue to have to get larger venues as the time goes on. And I know it's still months away this summer, your event in Vegas, but yep. Alex is going to be there. I'm going to be there. We're going to be having our own festivities. We're going to be right there by the Trump International. We're going to be in Vegas. This is going to be a raucous time here. Reawaken in Las Vegas. We're calling it Reverse Davos.
Well, I'll tell you, folks, there's three reasons why you should act today. First off, if you go to timetofreeamerica.com and you request a ticket and you use promo code InfoWars or Alex Jones or Owen Schroyer, because we have to talk to you. It's crazy. It's like the 80s. You can't buy it online because we do vet all the attendees. Okay, we have a do not sell to list. But when you request a ticket, just say you heard about us through the Alex Jones through InfoWars, and whenever you buy a ticket using promo code InfoWars, you're entered into a chance to win a backstage pass to the Reawakened America Tour. Again, use promo code InfoWars. The second reason you should get a ticket, as I talked, Owen, I talked to the Trump International Hotel before hopping on today's show, and they are already on pace to have sold more rooms than they've ever sold for any one particular event ever, and it's in August. I mean, we're in February, and they said we're on pace to run out of our rooms. What are you guys doing there? So it's going to be a great time to be around many patriots. And then the third reason is you're going to see folks like Cash Patel, General Flynn, yourself, Alex Jones. I mean, we've had Bobby Kennedy Jr., Jim Brewer just RSVP'd on the lineup, Sean Foyt, the praise and worship leader, Dr. Peter McCullough. I mean, so many regulars to InfoWars. So you're going to have a great time. You're going to stay around a bunch of great patriots, and you have a chance to win a backstage pass. And what we do, Owen, to make this affordable for everybody and to show what our true motive is for doing this, is we allow anybody to name your price. So if you want to attend this event in Las Vegas, you can name your price. Now, Owen, just because we want to shove it in the face of Klaus Schwab and Yuval Noah Harari, and we want to highlight the non-conspiracy known as the Great Reset, we're going to encourage people to not carpool because, Owen, we want to increase our carbon footprint, okay?
Well, no, this is the theme. Let's be clear here. The theme is reverse Davos, and I actually jumped onto your show a couple weeks ago. And so explain the reverse Davos theme, why you want people driving big trucks and lifted trucks.
Well, if you go to Davos, they fly in a private jet. They go snow-capped mountains. The self-proclaimed elites gather, Owen. And then they say, now that we've traveled here in private jets, let's talk about how you, everybody else who's not here, should decrease your carbon footprint. And they do their events during the day. There's minimal applause. There's no applause. And then at night, they bring in the prostitutes, and it's nefarious things happen. Our event, we're going to be around great patriots.
Don't talk about John Legend that way.
Hey, cheering is going to be happening. There'll be a lot of cheering going on, a lot of excitement, a lot of enthusiasm. But our event kicks off at night. And so we're going to be going to the Craig Ranch outdoors at night. And we're there in the snow-capped mountains. We're in the desert, and it's going to be hot. Their event, you have to be a self-proclaimed elite to get in, Owen. You have to pay millions of dollars to be a part of these exclusive clubs, or you have to basically do nefarious things to get into this club. Our event, we have patriots, and you can name your price. Their event, they discourage the eating of meat, Owen. They say you shouldn't eat meat. We're having a meet and greet where, Owen, we're exclusively serving the carnivore diet. Our meet and greet is going to serve only meat. So I'm telling you, if you want to experience the reverse Davos, the next thing you can do, Owen, is you want to make sure you don't carpool. So if you have a family of four and you're traveling from L.A. or traveling from somewhere to get to this event, I encourage you, if you have four people in your family and you have three cars, rent a fourth car, drive there, Owen, and you want to keep your car on the whole time because you are entered in for a chance to spend both days backstage if you leave your car on for the entirety of the day.
So whoever has the most carbon emissions, you're getting special access.
Right, because you're a special person. And Owen, I mean, we're going to celebrate people with large families. Everything they do at Davos, it's in reverse, Owen. We're going to have speakers that people actually want to hear. What? We're going to have people like Alex Jones that are populists that people actually want to hear. We're going to have people like General Flynn that share the truth. I'm telling you, we're going to be and this is a real thing. When you get there to register, there'll be one line for men and one line for females. And that right there is where you're going to lose half the Davos crowd.
Oh.
I mean, we're going to be doing that.
My goodness.
These are all things we're going to do it all. It's going to be like we're in the 80s and we read the Bible and we believe in a binary world of facts, good and bad. Evil, right, wrong, you know, right and wrong, evil and good. It's going to be wild. We're actually going to be living as though we love America, as though we believe the Bible to be a literal document. It's going to be great, Owen. And you can get those tickets right now at timetofreeamerica.com. And a little housekeeping note. The hotel, the Trump International, Eric Trump did a phenomenal job, and I really appreciate him doing this. But he deeply discounted everything to make it affordable. So if people want to stay there, they can. If they don't want to, I get it. But they are on the verge of selling out those rooms. So if you're going to take action, I would say between now and probably March 15th at the current pace, you'll probably want to get that hotel room reserved for this event in August, which is unheard of. Owen, it's going to be great. And I'm just honored that you guys at InfoWars are coming to this event. And I want to celebrate InfoWars and help keep you guys on the air. So we teamed up to do kind of a promo code situation where if anybody buys a ticket to the Reawaken America tour, we're going to be contributing a certain percentage to help keep this show on the air. And so it's a way to support the InfoWars show. It's a way to just share the truth with America. And really, it's a way to have a great time. I know we're facing what could be the end of Western civilization, but wouldn't it be nice if just for one weekend you could be around people that love our country, that love God, and don't apologize for it?
Well, it's an exercise of reminding what we're going to lose or what we're fighting for. It's a reminder of that good feelings, those good tidings, the camaraderie, all of it. And again, it's the reverse Davos theme of they're in the winter snow-capped mountains. We're in the desert. They tell you not to eat meat. We're having a meat cook-off. They say there's more than two genders. We say two lines, men and women. They say don't have kids. We say have a big family. They say don't drive a car. We say drive as many as you possibly can. And by the way, I'll also make this announcement. Every summer for the last three summers, we've done something here that's continued to get popular called the InfoWars Summerfest. And I am announcing right now we are going to be doing the InfoWars Summerfest in collusion with the Reverse Davos Reawaken America Tour. So we're going to be tying all of that in. Clay, in 60 seconds, tell people the details. Again, at the Trump International is a great place to stay, but in Vegas, the dates and where they can get more information.
Yeah, the dates, let me pull this up. It's going to be August. So August 2023 here. Now, if there is the apocalypse or the rapture, Owen, I hope that nobody still wants to be there because they won't be here. Okay, so in the event of the rapture, folks. But August 25th and 26th in beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada. Many people are staying at the Trump International Hotel. You can get those tickets at time2freeamerica.com. Time2freeamerica.com. If you want a little bit faster service, you can text the number here. You can text the number 918-851-0102. I know a lot of your listeners are driving right now, so it's 918-851-0102. And I want to be biculturally sensitive here, so it's 918-851-0102.
Ooh, you guys allow race jokes at the Reawaken America Tour? Do you allow training
jokes? That wasn't a race joke. I was trying to communicate to people that are bilingual there. 918-851-0102.
You have to talk to Klaus Schwab like this for him to understand you. And then we will crush you with the world government, which doesn't exist, by the way.
The cavalry has arrived. Ultimate Bone Broth is the strongest, highest quality chicken-based bone broth you're going to find, with all of the effects for your joints, your bones, your muscles, your heart, but more importantly, your immune system. Everybody knows about grandma and chicken broth. Well, this is concentrated chicken broth, the strongest out there, with chaga mushroom and a whole bunch of other ingredients like turmeric. The list goes on and on. This is definitely the strongest, best bone broth out there, and your purchase supports the InfoWar 360 win. If you've not experienced bone broth, and even the regular ones have great effects, believe me, you want to get InfoWars Life Ultimate Bone Broth at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, it'll take an hour to tell you all the great stuff about it. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, read the facts there, and then order some, and you can't lose. It's nutritive, it empowers your body, it's great for your immune system, bones and joints, and it funds the InfoWar. So, Ultimate Bone Broth, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off. Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars Life products have always been the highest quality, triple tested, and you've seen the rave reviews. But doing deep research, we made contact with the top company in the United States, and it turned out they were supplying almost all the raw materials to the companies that we were already using. So we've gone directly to the source, and that means we can give you lower prices on the very same high-quality supplements, and in some cases, even better. Introducing InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars MD exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Has 10 new products: Turmeric 95, Libido RX, Better Mood, Nitric Boost, Mushroom Max, a nootropic, Angel's Vitality Collagen, Superfood Greens, and more. Just take the Superfood Greens. This is the highest quality greens out there, and it's at a price way, way lower than the same product on store shelves for up to twice the cost. Find InfoWars MD at InfoWars Store.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life, while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
There is a war on for your mind. Your mind is a battlefield. This is an information war. InfoWars popularized those terms more than 2 decades ago.
And today, whether it's Donald Trump or Governor DeSantis or Dr. Robert Malone, they're all using the terms that InfoWars has popularized because we understand the enemy's operations and we know how to beat them. But we can't do it without funding. And we make it easy to fund with great products that empower you and your immune system and your family as well. You can also make straight donations at InfoWarsStore.com, clicking on the big red banner, a one-time or recurring. But I'm asking you to take action. We're nonviolent. But every time you donate money, every time you buy products, every time you keep us on air, you are literally, nonviolently, politically, punching the New World Order in the nose, punching their lies in the nose. We are going to defeat the New World Order. We're going over the top, but right now is a critical juncture. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com and donate.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Trigger warning. This broadcast contains subject matter that may offend liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream at band.video.
Now we're joined by Jonathan Kogan. And Jonathan, correct me if I'm wrong. I've been following your reports from there on the ground, but you are from East Palestine, or at least you're there covering it on the ground now. And so if I'm wrong about that, if you're not from there, you can correct me. But some of your more recent reports today, it seems that life is trying to get back to normal in East Palestine, but there are still things that are abnormal. Can you give us the latest from what it's like there on the ground?
Thanks for having me, Owen. It's really not good there. It's what's really happening is when you're people don't know this, but where that quote unquote contained explosion happened is right outside pretty much like the downtown center of the city, like where all the shops are and Rite Aid and the banks, like it is right there. They say that that's outside the mile range, so they don't get the 1,000 compensation. But if it's outside a mile, it's like a mile and a foot. It's close to the high school and everything.
And this is just so people get an understanding. If you've ever done a road trip and you drive through, you know, every town in America, it's basically just one main drag. Usually it's called Main Street. You know, the speed limits slow down. You see a couple gas stations, a couple grocery stores, maybe a car shop, a school, a church. And that this is basically like your every town drive through America City.
100%. This is like your stereotypical, like, middle America, like, city. Like, these are good people. These are people that are just trying to live their lives, work, and just be left alone and, like, be free. And they're intentionally not being told anything. And they're, in fact, what they are being told and what I'm, the reports that I got from talking to store owners, from people working at the Rite Aid down the street, from people I found walking on the street, is that they're told everything's fine. Anything that we know is what you guys know from the mainstream news they're saying, which is nothing. I mean, it's like a complete blackout until fairly recently Fox picked up a little bit, but really nothing. And I'm like, you know, are local officials talking, you know, to anyone down here? And the only time they did is that right before that explosion, there are businesses right next to that explosion. I mean, like, it's right there. And they weren't allowed to be around in their businesses. They were told to get out. They weren't allowed to whoever it was, whether it was federal officials, the EPA, they wouldn't answer any questions for these business owners. And if you are in that downtown area and you just stand there for 2 seconds, if you can look up what the word chemical smells like or what the word cancer smells like, that is what it smells like in that city. And I'm telling you, this high school where the kids are in school right now, it smells like something is very wrong there. It does not. It is
so
not.
We're not
okay.
Talking like you got a landfill, you know, somewhere down the road, and there's a wind draft coming in, and you sense the stench of it. This is something entirely different.
No, this is like metallic, like poison, like you know something's wrong. Like just being in that downtown. Let me just give you an example. Just being in that downtown area for me, like right by that site for 3-4 hours, I felt lightheaded the rest of the night. And I don't know if this has anything to do with it, but today I even feel like shortness of breath. I'm not sure if it's related or not. But when they say things are okay down there, that is as much of a lie as you can say. It is absolutely not okay. And the people that are even associated with the site where the, I'm saying quote unquote contained explosion. It wasn't a contained explosion. It's all over there. But if you try to go close to the site, they say, get away. You ask what the truckers, like, what's going on here? They're like, just watch the news. That's what they told me. Just watch the news. Just watch the news. Like, what? You're not going to answer any questions? And there's kids. There are moms with babies in their strollers, babies in car seats, just walking down the sidewalk within 100 feet of where the explosion was, where you know that air quality, that something is not right. And this baby was in a car seat where the mom was just holding it, just walking down like everything's normal because they're told everything is fine, but it's not fine. And I'm just extremely worried about what's going to happen to these kids and even the adults. But this baby was like a year old in a car seat and was just smelling in the disaster that blew up like a week before.
Well, and maybe you can tie these two things together with this. It's kind of a two-tiered question I have for you, and that's, I notice you're not wearing a mask when you go around and doing your reporting. I'm not seeing other people wearing a mask. It's funny that they tell you to wear a mask for a virus that doesn't stop a mask, but then this would be a situation where you might actually want to wear a mask. It might actually improve your breathing quality or the air quality you breathe in with a mask. They're not telling you to wear a mask. And so there's that element to it, but I don't know. Have you seen the movie White Noise?
So first of all, isn't it funny? The public health response is always the opposite of what's best for the human being, right? It's always opposite of what's best for you.
That's so why I always do the opposite of what they say.
And if you do that, you pretty much have a perfect track record. So last night I watched on Netflix that preview to White Noise, right? Because I heard about it. I saw it. When you watch that preview, which, by the way, for anyone who doesn't know, it is about a train that gets derailed and toxic chemicals get spilled off in East Palestine. It was filmed there partially, where extras in the movie are from East Palestine, okay? And if you watch that preview on Netflix, when they're exiting the house, they show like they're leaving the house, and then the camera angle shows like books on the counter, and the book said "The Occult."
So you saw that too, huh?
Put that there. That is bizarre.
You saw that too. It was funny because I covered that yesterday, and I pointed that out, and I wonder how many people even noticed that.
You had to intentionally put that book there saying "The Occult." Like, that is. That was unbelievable. Listen,
well, I will tell you this. So you just saw the preview, you didn't watch the film.
Right.
They do tie in. They did 100% put those books there for a reason, and they do tie it into the plot later in the movie. So it's not a completely abnormal thing. They do tie it all in. It doesn't make it any more normal, considering the circumstances, and then it living out in real time. But that's my question. So in the movie, though, it's like they don't get told anything from their government. It's like the same thing. And this is why I want to ask, is if it's like the same thing being on the ground. So I'll just kind of give you the brief here. The explosion, the accident happens, and then immediately nothing to worry about, nothing to see here, go about your normal lives. And then some time goes by, and it's like, oh, wait, this is actually a chemical disaster. Everybody evacuate the town to, oh, my gosh, if you breathed in this chemical, you're going to die in 10 years. And it's like, but they were told it's okay, but they couldn't answer any questions. Is that like, it sounds like that's what's going on the scene now, too.
That is bananas. That's exactly what's going on. But now you're scaring me, thinking that now I'm going to get that notice that I have 10 years. I'm an hour north right now because I was told, and by sources that know about these chemicals and physicians, they were like, first of all, you're crazy to be down there, like right by the site. But I was like, basically what everyone was saying down there was, like, I was like, are they helping you? Is anything, are the people coming? They're like, no, they won't listen to us. We need people to help give us a voice. And I was like, all right, well, someone needs to step up and do that. I was there. There's another independent journalist there, Nick, some other people covering it. I did see Breitbart and ABC News there, but they told me they were only covering it because the amount of awareness that was brought to the subject from citizen journalism on Twitter and social media, otherwise they wouldn't have been there. So,
yeah, no, that's an interesting point because that was kind of another, again, the same phenomenon from the film. But because I follow media, I just noticed when this thing first happened, there was nothing. I mean, literally nothing, folks. Now, about a week after, people like yourself and some other independent journalists were like, okay, nobody's covering this. Let's go down there and start poking around, asking some questions. Now it's becoming a national story. Like you said, Tucker Carlson's been covering it consistently. Jesse Waters Primetime has picked it up in the last couple days this week as well. My guess is by not the end of this week, but next week, CNN, MSNBC, CBS, ABC, they'll all have news crews on the scene, but the story is already come and gone, really.
Yeah, but this is far worse. Just think about it. I mean, your audience knows there's a reason they're not covering it. I mean, intentionally, because you have to understand, a lot of these people, first of all, they drink out of wells around that area, and that's been contaminated. But the worst part about this has gotten into the Ohio River. And if that is about 5 to 8 million people in Ohio, like the southern part, up in north in Cleveland and Toledo area, that's Lake Erie. But Ohio River, then that could lead to the Mississippi River. I mean, it almost seems like a designed attack of some sort. It is like there's extremely fertile farmland outside this area. So
well,
food supply,
look, with everything else going on right now, it's totally reasonable to think that. And Jonathan, just stay right there. Let's do another segment. This is just such a hot topic and nobody's talking about it. Final segment coming up with Jonathan Cogan. We're covering the East Palestine.
The cavalry has arrived. Ultimate Bone Broth is the strongest, highest quality chicken-based bone broth you're going to find, with all of the effects of your joints, your bones, your muscles, your heart, but more importantly, your immune system. Everybody knows about grandma and chicken broth. Well, this is concentrated chicken broth, the strongest out there, with chaga mushroom and a whole bunch of other ingredients like turmeric. The list goes on and on. This is definitely the strongest, best bone broth out there. And your purchase supports the InfoWar, a 360 win. If you've not experienced bone broth, and even the regular ones have great effects, believe me, you want to get InfoWars Life Ultimate Bone Broth at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, it'll take an hour to tell you all the great stuff about it. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, read the facts there, and then order some, and you can't lose. It's nutritive, it empowers your body, it's great for your immune system, bones and joints, and it funds the InfoWar. So, Ultimate Bone Broth, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off. InfoWars' secret weapon is finally here. It's a secret weapon for your immune system, for your stamina, for your energy, for your way of life, for your libido. And it also keeps InfoWars on the air. And I almost forgot, you save at least 50% on these products for what you'd pay for similar products or the exact same products in stores around the country. That's because we go right to the highest quality manufacturer in the nation that supplies some of the top names. They then give us the best deal out there because the owner's a listener, and we're able to bring it to you with massive discounts. You're not going to find 1,000-milligram high-quality CBD for anywhere near the price we sell it. You're not going to find it the 10-milligram or the 20-milligram. You're not going to find turmeric at 95% curcuminoid at the price we're selling it. You're not going to find any of this anywhere near that. These similar formulas or the same formulas sell for up to 200% more than we're selling these. InfoWars MD, now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, a true 360 win. Mark Twain, one of America's greatest writers and satirists and minds, famously said more than 150 years ago, rumors of his demise had been greatly exaggerated because the newspapers kept saying he died decades before he did die. And it's the same psyop today. InfoWars is more influential and more powerful than ever because of your support and because of the facts of what we've covered is coming true. But if they can convince you we've been shut down, if they can convince you that we're going away, and you stop supporting, you stop spreading the word, then they do win. Ladies and gentlemen, there's only one group of people that can shut down InfoWars, and that's you, the viewers and listeners. If you decide we're done, we're done. If you decide to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get supplements and books and films and T-shirts and so much more, we will stay on the air indefinitely. It is all in your hands. So thanks for your support. Stand up against the globalists. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and keep us on air. It's up to you.
I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with the globalists. I have come from nowhere to the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalists at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I persevered, but the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we've had this success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you. And I beg you to intensify what you're doing now, because we are over the target and this grief is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
All right, it's the fastest 3 hours on the internet. The Infowars War Room, brought to you by InfowarsStore.com. And as usual, 3 hours, not enough. So we're going to have a lot of carryover news tomorrow. But I had to keep Jonathan Cogan on with me. He's one of the only people out there covering the situation from the ground in East Palestine. And my guess is, though, Jonathan, as I said in the last segment, you're going to probably see a lot more media there in the near future. I think this story is just, they can't bury it. But I would ask you this, because you mentioned the lack there of media coverage is a story in and of itself. Why do you think this has been ignored by the mainstream media, or maybe even better yet, why has this been ignored by the Biden administration and Pete Buttigieg?
Well, it's been ignored by the Biden administration. At least my theory is that maybe they don't really care much about these people. It's like 72-77% of them voted for Trump in the last election. This is middle America. This is like the opposite of elite. This is our regular peasants like myself, like you, like anyone else that's not in the elite club. They hate us. They hate us. Why do they hate us? I don't know. So they don't like the people in that community. Buttigieg, he's a joke. I mean, literally, I've never seen such catastrophes happen with quote-unquote infrastructure in my entire life as I have in the past, like, year, let alone 2 years. So, yeah, he's not even doing his job. But I think it's being suppressed because – or trying to be suppressed. But luckily, because citizen journalists like myself and others are covering it, they have to cover it. Otherwise, it can't be a complete blackout. It's because it all traces back to the same owners, the people who own the media networks, who own the railroads. It all goes back to BlackRock and Vanguard, the same people. So if they don't want you to know it, if it hurts their bottom line of their $55 billion business, they're just going to use their media arm, which is CNN, MSNBC, all those jokes of a network that spew nothing but propaganda. They're going to try and suffocate it. They're going to try and make sure that you do not know what's going on. And I also strongly believe this is far worse, far, far worse than even I'm telling people and others. I don't think we know how bad this is, and we may not know for maybe years to come, but I think this is an absolute major catastrophe.
Well, the obvious kind of first result that leads to concerns would be all the wildlife that's dying, and even just some of the nature in the area obviously dying as well, the water contamination. I mean, that's kind of the first thing that tells you, hey, something is not all right here after all. But now when are we going to figure out about the long-term side effects? I mean, you know, God forbid that you got to be concerned about some long-term side effects, but I'm sure it's crossed your mind. You know, when are we going to know about that?
So they're talking about giving people within a mile $1,000. If you're within, like, you basically get nothing if you're outside, like $5. It's a joke. $1,000 is a joke. To be next to an explosion of chemicals that they potentially used in World War One, you get $1,000. It's a joke. Like, if they keep drinking this water supply, I think the next generation is going to have, like, a foot growing out of their head. So why can't we just pay for all these households to have, like, reverse osmosis water, you know, filtration? But there's, like, 2,000 to 5,000 homes there. Just give them all reverse osmosis drinking water. We should be doing gifts and goes for that. Like, even if the railroads pay for that, maybe that's $2 million. Maybe. I mean, they can afford that. And I'm just very, very concerned we're not going to see the effects of this for a couple years. But that's already baked in the cake at that point. And what really, really kills me is seeing those babies. Those babies are right by this site. And those mothers are only there with those babies because they're being told it's safe. They would never put their own kids in danger, right? No mother would ever do that to their own kid. But because they're told it's okay, they are actually taking their child there. And then to find out years later that, oh, we were wrong, oops. Well, you can't reverse that. What's going to happen then? Or are they just hoping, like, the city dies off before. I don't even know what the end goal is to not help these people. There's not that many people there that need it. It wouldn't take an exorbitant amount of money. Just get them reverse osmosis, give them Austin air purifiers. Like, come on. Like, it's very simple stuff. At least try and help.
Or here's an idea. Maybe not light a chemical bomb off in the middle of a city. I don't know. I guess that's in hindsight being 2020. But so here's what's so strange about this to me. I mean, you understand, at least to some degree, the risks of going out there. You can smell it in the air. You follow the news with the wildlife dying and all that stuff. And so you're making a known calculated risk. But you're telling me that some of these people really trust the media, really trust the local news or whatever they're getting, and they really think, oh, no big deal, I'll be perfectly fine. How? I can't even believe that. It's like you can smell it. You can see it. And yet the TV is going to overwhelm your actual physical existence and consciousness?
So I think it's two things. I do think there's a handful that are thinking like that, and you're exactly right. But I actually think the majority of it is that those that are many people that I spoke with, they don't have the means to leave. They don't have an alternative. It doesn't matter if they're being told lies, they're being told the truth. They can't leave. They literally have no means to leave. They have nowhere to go. They've lived there their whole life. They, you know, they're on minimum wage. They cannot leave. So I think the majority of the people just don't have that option. That's what I think is going on there. I think some people are probably believing the propaganda, but it seemed the people that I talked to was like, they're like, what are we going to do? What do you want me to do? I have to come to one of the ladies actually told me, the one at Rite Aid, was like, I had to come into work. And I was like, you had to come into work?
Well, I understand like, that, but I mean, I'm talking about people walking the streets, like business as usual, life as usual, like any precautions, like even, hey, I can't go. I got to be here for reason X, Y, or Z, but still like no precautions. I mean, they're not saying, hey, wear a mask or try to avoid this area. Like you said earlier, just walk right through.
Yeah, and you got to ask yourself, too, why are these local officials being told not to talk to journalists, whether it's ABC or the Breitbarts that are there, whether it's the citizen journalists like myself that are there? Why are they being told that they cannot talk to us? The local, because I'm sure they want to help. Like federal, I get. State, I understand. But the local, they're part of the community, the police officers, the firefighters. But they're like, we can't comment. We can't talk about this. Why do you think that is? Because I think this is far worse than they're trying to make it out to seem. They're trying to kind of shrug it off. But like I said, my biggest concern is this is so much bigger. This is – you're talking local food supply. You're talking water. It's almost like if you want to take out a country, like the strongest power in the world from within, you should blow up food supplies, damage the farmland, put chemicals in the water. It almost seems like it's by design, doesn't it? It's a bit strange.
Well, with everything else going on, you'd be not very smart to not connect these dots and ask those exact questions. I mean, even just today, you had a military helicopter downed in Alabama. You had another chemical leak in Oklahoma. I mean, it's every day there's a new story like this. And yet, obviously, Palestine still being the worst of it. Let me just reverse the clock here. When this happened, the first 24 hours, and then they blow it up with what they called a controlled explosion. It ended up not being controlled at all. The first 24, 48 hours, though, what was that like?
So they didn't tell anyone any. I mean, they did. They gave an evacuation order. They told people not to be in this area of a few miles out. And a lot of people left. So there's definitely even now, there's still a ton of people that have not come back. So it's almost like, it's like business as usual for people who are there and perhaps never left or just came back early because they had to work. A lot of people left. It's definitely much quieter than it used to be. But they didn't make it known that this explosion could like kill you. That they could be this. That this is going to be a Chernobyl. That this is one of the worst, literally in U.S. history. This is like one of the worst disasters that you can possibly have.
Well, chemical, it is the worst by far. The worst before this was a one tanker that crashed with a train one time. It was one tanker. This was like a dozen, I think.
But keep looking at the balloons, Owen. Just keep looking at the balloons.
Yes. The White House shot three objects down out of the sky. They didn't know what they were, whose they were, or who launched them.
Just keep looking over there where we tell you to look. Just be sure to focus on what we tell you to look. Listen, this is really bad, and no, it was not contained. What blows my mind is, and I just don't know too much about this, which is I just don't understand, by the amount of chemicals that were on these trains, the amount of the spill out and how bad it was, that the number one optimal option was to blow it up, where it literally spreads as far and wide and contaminates literally the most amount of things as possible. You just couldn't, like,
blow the mind even more so now, because look, I'm not a chemical expert guy. I'm not a chemist. I don't know about, you know, handling disasters like this, but okay, they blew it up. You're thinking, well, they must have known what they're doing, right? They wouldn't just go blow this thing up, and they had to have done it for a reason. Well, now you learn. Now we're here 2 weeks after it, and it's like all the experts are saying, what? Why did you blow this up? This has never been done before. Whose idea was this? This is crazy. So now it's like, wait a second. We assumed they knew what they were doing when they blew this thing up. Apparently not. Comment on that, but make sure with 60 seconds left where people can follow your news reporting.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. And you got to also think, is why can no one even find the EPA? There's no one in sight. Only when there was the explosion, then right after that day, the EPA is out of sight. So it's a catastrophe. It's really bad. So I host the Jonathan Cogan Show. You can follow me on Twitter at KOGZ. You can click the podcast link or go to jsk.transistor.fm. The Jonathan Cogan Show. It is an awesome podcast. Check it out. And thanks for having me, Owen. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. And we appreciate you. And let me just tell you, you can have a direct line to me or the show. And if anything is breaking out of there or you want to come live, we will give you these airwaves because you're there, boots on the ground. You're from the area and you're doing the good work. So thank you, Jonathan, for joining us today. And I wouldn't like to hear from you again only because that means everything's fine, but I have a feeling I will be hearing from you again. That does it for the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. You stay classy, InfoWarriors.
I've got some good news, ladies and gentlemen. After over 2 years of being sold out, Ultimate Bone Broth is now back in stock and updated even stronger at InfoWarsStore.com. Concentrated bone broth from chickens, chaga mushroom, and so many other amazing ingredients like turmeric and bee pollen. Learn about the effects and what it does for your body at InfoWarsStore.com because it is the bone broth.
The bone broth. The bone broth. The bone broth. The bone broth. The bone broth. The bone broth.
What in the world?
Mm. But now with the milk, I was like, whoa, this has milk in it.
Whoa.
It tastes like good. Man, this tastes so good. Mm. Tastes like the best milkshake ever. It tastes like Ovaltine. Mm. It tastes like Ovaltine. Mm. It tastes like Ovaltine. Mm. Like good.
Introducing our new incredible supplement line, InfoWars MD. Now, in 60 seconds, it's hard to tell you how incredible these products are, but all of these products are already sold on store shelves under other brand names for up to twice the cost we're selling it to you. These are high-end. These are the very best. You know our body's ultimate turmeric formula is amazing? Well, guess what? We now have turmeric 95 that's basically the same formula for a lower price. CBD oil of the highest quality, up to 50% less than major competitors selling the exact high-quality, full-spectrum CBD. And it goes on for all the new InfoWars MD products at InfoWarsStore.com. The highest quality, directly from the manufacturer, to your door, at prices up to 50%, in some cases 100% lower than what they're sold for in stores. InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.